Now, from WPTL Sports, it's time for Pisgah High School Black Bears Girls Varsity Fast Pitch Softball with Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fieberness.
We're coming to you live on WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina. It's Pisgah Softball. This afternoon we have two for the price of one ticket, as the 2-0 Pisgah Black Bears host the East Henderson Eagles, who are 2-2, and this is a Western North Carolina Athletic Conference doubleheader. Hi, softball fans. This is Chuck Fieberness, along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, before the girls can think state championships, they got dreams of winning the conference, and we're getting right into the conference with the Eagles. This is an important game, not only just because it's a conference opener, but because it's two.
That's exactly right, Chuck. This is one thing the girls have looked forward to, is starting the conference, because they have some goals. And one of those goals has to, is reflective to the conference. Last year, Franklin beat us three games. We could not shake the monkey off our back. This year, the girls' number one goal they set this year was to beat Franklin. And to beat Franklin and to beat that in an undefeated season, that's the other goal they set. You've got to start the conference off with beating East Henderson. I know that sometimes people think that East Henderson, in the past, we've beat them pretty soundly, but you got to come. The bullseye's on our back. We've got to come and play today.
Do you think after the doubleheader sweep of Hiawassee Dam, two different type ball games that they had on Saturday, they just came out and swung the bats in the first game. You could tell they were emotionally charged up. But in the second game of a doubleheader, which gives them the experience to play these two games, is that they kind of fizzled a little bit at the plate, and but still got outstanding pitching. What do you see for this Pisgah Black Bear team coming into today's doubleheader with the Eagles?
Well, you're going to start the game with Logan Matthews again, so you're going to have two different types of pitchers again. We've got Logan that has the big windup, the power, the six-pitch differences. And then you go to Michaela Tipton, probably will pitch the second game. That's where the luxury of Coach Goodland had this year with the two pitchers. She's going to be able to come in, and she's got that quick release, and she's more of a, she don't have the pitching repertoire that Logan does. So I'm hoping that that will get the batters off balance for the Eagles today.
Well, and again, it looks like a large crowd's packing in, rolling in at the ticket gates. Folks, we appreciate you listening to us on WPTL 920 AM, the voice of Pisgah softball. But it's a little different day. I got sunburn on my bald head on Saturday, and I'm hurting. So I bring a hat, but it's overcast and 56 degrees right now, minutes before the first pitch.
Actually, Saturday was absolutely the prettiest day to have a ball game. I mean, you couldn't called up the weatherman and got a better day and ordered it. But today, it's overcast. It's kind of dreary. We're fighting off rain. I know they've moved up a couple of games in baseball today to try to get them in before the rain comes in. T.C. Robertson's game's been moved up from 7 to 4 to try to get them in before the rain hits, because no matter what, we've got to get these two games in, because this is conference, and you've got to play conference. You can get by with, if it's a non-conference game, you can get by with dropping that team and not picking that game back up. But we have to play today, no matter what.
This will be the third and fourth game of a six-game homestand, because on Wednesday, the big rivalry game, a single affair at 4 o'clock. The Inca Jets come into the Pisgah softball field, and that will be all for this week. So that's a big game right there.
Oh, talking about Inca. Now, you know, you've got a lot of players on Pisgah's team that are from Inca: Taylor Gallion, Sheridan Presley, and there's that bitter rivalry. That has got to be a big rivalry in the last couple of years. About like Tuscola and Pisgah, but not quite there, but there's a lot of animosity between the two, and they don't like each other, and it gets pretty heated. And I remember last year, the first game we met, Inca opened up their new ballpark. Logan was pitching. She turned her ankle. But Logan knocked one out of their ballpark, and, I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. Our team plays up when the competition's stronger. The only thing that worries me today is that we might play down, and that's what worries Coach Goodwin. They've got to have the focus there. And that's one thing she's talked about this year, is focus on their opponents.
Well, obviously, the Pisgah Black Bears, under the direction of Serena Goodwin, has really built up some momentum from that doubleheader sweep over the Eagles from Hiawassee Dam. what are you expecting from this Pisgah softball team today?
I think Serena's going to play with her lineup a little bit more today. I think Caitlin Hannah's going to be back, which will is another big, huge bat. So that's something you got to look forward to. But don't be surprised if she don't, if we get a big lead, if she don't start tweaking her lineup. She's still trying to find that batting order she wants. Until she gets settled on that, there's going to be a lot of changes in the lineup. Yeah, people, y'all probably have to be patient with Chuck and I until we get to familiar with the kids' numbers, and you've got so many new ones coming up. But, yeah, I think she's going to tweak with her lineup and her defense. You're going to see a lot of changes in the infield and the outfield today.
Well, folks, we'll come back and get more into this doubleheader that's about ready to get started sometime around 4 o'clock. But in the meantime, we'll take a few minutes for some messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Now back to Black Bears softball here on WPTL. Here's Rhonda and Chuck from the ball field.
Welcome back, folks. And again, we're right now in pregame mode as the East Henderson Eagles are completing their warm-ups, and the Pisgah Black Bears will take the field for their pregame warm-up. So we're about 10 minutes away from first pitch, and expected today in the first game is going to be the big ace of the staff for the Pisgah Black Bears, Logan Matthews, going inside the circle. If you would, talk a minute about what Logan went through on Saturday. It was an emotional day. She spoke about that in your pregame show or your postgame show with her, and she talked about it. Talk, you know, does she still have that? Is there closure? It's a difficult situation for a young girl like that, what she's going through.
I wouldn't want to be in that kid's shoes. I mean, losing a parent, mostly your mother, 16 years old, to cancer, and it was a freak accident how they found it. You know, the kid told me after the game, she said it was very emotional, especially when they put the white corsage in Heather's seat. She said, I knew I had to hold back my emotions. I had to control them for the team. She said, but this is my family. These kids on this field are so close, people would not believe it. When you see one, you're going to see two or three out together. They're not a one team person. This is a family. She said, this is my family out here. And I'm glad my family stepped up for me today. Yes, I couldn't imagine what was going through her head in the circle Saturday, but she did say it was good to get started. It's finally good to get this going because she needs to get her mind off of that. And she does have a guardian. It's like I told her, I said, you've got a guardian angel. She's watching over you, and she wants to see you succeed.
Well, as the Pisgah Black Bears are on the field getting ready and taking their pregame and going through what they go through to get themselves ready for this doubleheader. And that's right, folks. We're going to be broadcasting both games here on WPTL 920 AM, the voice of Pisgah softball. We move and segue a little bit and take a break from softball momentarily and talk about brackets and the March Madness at start, because that seems to be consuming everybody.
Oh, yeah, the office schools have started, ladies and gentlemen, and, of course, yours truly is involved in one, maybe several. No betting. I don't bet, so there's no money. It's just that we, at where I work, we do it for fun to see who's the best college basketball guru, and I usually get on ESPN and fill out about 20 of them. I try to win, so, you know, I'm usually pretty good, so I'm going to have to take my Tar Heels in the Final Four in one bracket in the Midwest. And in the West, I'm probably going to go with Michigan State, them old Sparties. I know you hate that, Chuck. I know you hate it. But I got to go with Sparty. Tom Izzo is a great coach. He is probably the best coach as far as fundamentals and technique I've ever seen. Then in my South bracket, I know you Dookie fans are out there, and I'm sorry. You know, as Tower Heel fans are not Duke fans. We can't ride the fence. But I want to go with Kentucky. They're just too strong right
really?
Now. I think they are. They're just too strong. They've got shot blockers. Davis is just a tremendous shot blocker. I would really like to see Kentucky and Carolina meet again in the final championship game, but I don't see that happening. I see Michigan State, old Sparty, taking out Kentucky in the Final Four and going on to that championship game. And I see a repeat. And, oh, I forgot about my East bracket. Let me tell you that one. I'm going to take Georgetown out of the East.
Is that your upset?
Upsetting Syracuse. I think that, not Georgetown. Excuse me. I'm going to take, I'm in the wrong bracket. Hang on. I'm going to take Syracuse out of that bracket.
Okay.
I just think Syracuse is just too tough. I don't see anybody. Florida State could give them a run. Florida State's playing really well ball right now. They're on fire. I mean, they've got the inside outside. Ohio State, possibly, but I don't see it. There's just too much outside shooting for Syracuse.
Well, as long as, you know, and again, my maize and blue, it is difficult. Well, I have a niece, Mary Catherine Fevernets, who is going to be a redshirt freshman on the women's soccer team at Michigan State. I don't know how a Fevernets got to East Lansing without, you know, I mean, I tried everything to block that move, but it didn't work. And so if you have the Spartans going there, it's going to be a long off season once that, even getting to the final, you know, Final Four, because they're going to ask me where Michigan is, but you also don't have Tim's Ohio State Buckeyes.
No, I tell you.
So I can live with that.
Tim, back in our studio, ladies and gentlemen, is our engineer that keeps these wheels turning and keeps us on the air, and he does amazing work. I mean, if anybody ever gets to see Tim, or if you want to call WPTL and tell him how much you thank Tim for all his hard work, that would be great. I mean, the guy needs it. He's the man behind the scenes. I'm sorry, Tim. I can't take your Ohio State Buckeyes. I'm just so sorry. I see Florida State beating them. I really do. I like this Florida State team. I mean, they're just tough. They got the outside shooting. They're quick. They're physical. And I think that Ohio State, Glennis Selinger is a physical guy, but you only got one. You got to have more than one.
Well, we learned Saturday that Tim was from Columbus and a loyal and devoted Ohio State Buckeye, and I can only say that WPTL has gone out and hired the handicap. So, folks, we're going to be back. We're going to take a moment for some more messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Hi, I'm retired Air Force Brigadier General Wilma Vaught, President, Women's Memorial Foundation, and one of the 7,500 women veterans who served in Vietnam. March 31st, Vietnam veterans will receive a well-deserved homecoming. Join me, the USO of North Carolina, and the broadcasters of North Carolina for a free celebration, including live music and military salutes at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Help us salute all Vietnam veterans and their families at the biggest homecoming in North Carolina's history.
Visit charlottemotorspeedway.com/welcome home.
This announcement was furnished by the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on WPTL. Back to the ball field. Here's Chuck and Rhonda.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we are minutes away from the opening pitch of this WNCAC doubleheader, and this is going to be big for the Black Bears. We're right now working on lineups and everything. This is the difficulty of starting at 4 o'clock and a team coming as far from East Flat Rock as the East Henderson Eagles. And right now, the quest has begun. You know, the quest begun Saturday, 2-0 Pisgah. And this is going to be just one of those games where, you know, Ron, it's going to be one of those games where you get to play everybody, because right now the struggling Eagles are 2-2, and they're right now they're in the bottom part of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. You know, can this be a trap game?
Could be.
Really?
Because we got Inca Wednesday, and the girls might be looking forward to Inca. It's like that old dreaded when you play your, like Carolina plays Duke, and then next week you play Clemson or somebody at home, and with Carolina's 0-56 at home against Clemson. I mean, one of these days we're going to get bit, and, you know, this could be one of those days. East Henderson, all they have to do is come in here and focus and play hard, and they could beat us. I mean, you know, folks, you can't take anything for granted. Was a great baseball player said, anybody can beat anybody on any day.
And that is true. And so the umpires and the managers for both teams have met at home plate. The field looks beautiful. The only thing that's missing is the sun. It is a sort of a nippy day at 56 degrees, that first pitch. And, you know, it's overcast. But and a little different in that is the wind. And this might spell doom for the Eagles, and that is with the power hitters that Pisgah has in that lineup, that flag is blowing out.
Straight out. Now, Saturday it was blowing, swirling in and to the right. Today it is straight out. The wind is coming from directly behind us, and if any ball gets in the air, it might push it out. I mean, if it's close.
Well, folks, again, just a reminder that WPTL will be here again Wednesday at 4 o'clock when the Inca Jets come into Canton, North Carolina to play the defending state 2A champions, Pisgah Black Bears. Again, that first pitch is at 4. Pre-game will be 3:45. And the next game for the Black Bears will be on the 19th, which will be next Monday, a week from now, and the 4A AC Reynolds Rockets will come in for another 4 o'clock. And then that is the key, because once you get through this six-game homestand, then on that Friday, you got the road game, the first big, big, big test for the Black Bears as they travel down to Franklin to play the Panthers.
Oh, and they're waiting on that game. They have been waiting on that game. They've marked it on the calendars. Franklin's been a little bad-mouthing our girls about, you know, we didn't deserve the state championship, that they won the conference and all this stuff. So it's kind of curious to see how good the girls go and be able to hit off of Chelsea Stansfield. She's going to state. Now, she's a good pitcher, folks. I mean, tell you, you want to see two battling pitchers, that come to Franklin. That'll be tough. But if you can't, listen to Chuck and I. We'll be carrying that game.
Well, and we'll be down there also. So WPTL is going to broadcast again. This is a 13-game schedule, or 13-date schedule, and WPTL, along with the tremendous sponsors that have contributed to bringing you Pisgah softball on 9:20 a.m., this is going to be a great year. You know, and the kids love this.
Oh, the girls are excited that they're on the radio. They are so pumped, they can't believe it. One thing, too, I'd like to say, if y'all are out, you know, if you see Brad Allen or if you're about Ken Wilson, go in there and thank them for sponsoring these girls. Because I tell you what, it takes a lot to put this on, and they have really helped out, and I think you need to drop by and tell them how much you appreciate listening to the games, because I know a lot of people work, and it's hard to get off it at 4 o'clock to come and see a game. So this is the way they get to hear it, be there, and get to cheer their bears on.
Well, and it's unusual, because I don't think, as best as I can check, is that no other varsity softball team in the state of North Carolina has their games brought to them by a local radio station. So we may be the only one. As far as, you know, I'm checking right now.
There are very few. When I was down at the state playoffs, I think there was only two or three radio stations that carried your softball team. And it might have been the bigger schools that we were playing against, or playing down there, because when that octagon, it was hard to tell who was playing on what field, because you only can see your field, and not very well.
Right. Well, that's an unusual place. It's hard to describe to people what that is, because you're almost a whole football field away in the press box. It's comfortable in the press box, but you need a set of binoculars to see the action and everything.
And I was excited to be able to bring that to the folks last year. That was just an honor for me to see history made. I mean, I can actually say that I was part of history now.
Well, folks, they're introducing the starting lineups for the Black Bears, and we'll have the Star Spangled Banner and momentarily, and we'll stay here for that because that's always a tradition. That as my broadcast partner for baseball, I need that sports.com, David Crompton always says. That never gets old after you hear that, you know, that playing of the Star Spangled Banner, the flag waving and everything.
When you see Old Glory flying in the wind, that should put cold chills on anybody.
Well, folks, stay with us. Here's the Star Spangled Banner. Defensive lineup for the Black Bears in just a second. So right now we're going to start game one of this doubleheader, this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference doubleheader between the visiting East Henderson Eagles, who come in with a record of 2-2 against the 2-0 Pisgah Black Bears. Defensively for the Black Bears, inside the circle will be Logan Matthews doing the catching. Is her counterpart, her buddy, and that is Mahala Irvin. At first base will be Sydney Paris. At second base will be sophomore Sheridan Presley. At shortstop is Micah James. Over at third base is Brittany Troll. Taylor Gallion, the junior, out in left field. The Gazelle out in center field, and that's senior Bianca Burnett. And out in right field will be Hannah Hudson. And that's defensively how Pisgah will line up in this game one of the of a two-game twin bill.
And one thing I want to note is that Pisgah is wearing their black tops with their white pants, and East Henderson's wearing their black pants with their green tops, so that everybody knows. I know Woody Durham used to tell what color they're in when they started the game.
Well, here we go, folks. Warm-up tosses are being wrapped up right now. Mahala Irvin was getting some equipment readjusted. Leading off for East Henderson will be Morgan Noble. She'll be followed by Felicia Bailey and Cynthia Bowman.
I noticed last the last game that Logan, when she first started off, her pitches were a little low, but as the game went on, she got a little bit better and better. So I'm kind of curious to see how she starts the game. Has she had enough warm-up period? She needs a lot of more warm-up, and right now her pitches are looking pretty good across the plate, her warm-up pitches, so we're just going to have to wait and see how she starts. I know that Saturday she was under the weather, too, a little bit.
And throw down to second base by Mahala Irvin, traditionally caps off the warm-up tosses. Pisgah meets inside the circle of the entire infield, slapping high-five and doing that routine, and we're about ready to get started here at the Pisgah softball field. Game one of the first of the doubleheader. And leading off will be Morgan Noble, who will be the pitcher in today's game. Logan Matthews is ready, and her first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one.
You noticed her ball was up a little bit better today than it was Saturday, so she's got her warm-ups done.
Matthews working a little slower than she did on Saturday. Gets her sign. The big windup, the next pitch, low and outside. Evens the count at 1-1.
Maybe that's one thing that she maybe was working too fast Saturday. And they want to slow things down.
You may have been nerves. Next pitch, swung on and dribbled over to first baseman Sydney Paris. Had a little backward spin and rolled foul. Right before before it got to Miss Paris.
It hit fair and then rolled foul. Denny was on it, but she broke too late.
So it's one ball, two strikes. On Morgan Noble, here's Matthews, 1-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted over, right, grabbed up in the air by Sheridan Presley, a soft liner. Great play by the sophomore second baseman for out one, and that's going to bring up Felicia Bailey.
Number eight, Bailey. It's just like Sheridan was in the right spot at the right time. She didn't have to move, but maybe two steps back, and it was right there.
So one out here in the top of the first inning, no score. Logan ready. Here's her first pitch. Squared around and bunted, popped up to Mahala Irvin, and she grabs it for out number two. Wasn't a high one, but she tried to go to the small game, small ball, and popped it up.
Irvin is just so quick. I mean, if you're going to pop one up around the plate, it better be quick and to the ground, because she's like a cat. She pounces.
Here's the Eagles' number three hitter, first baseman Cynthia Bowman. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Swung on and missed. It looked like a
drop ball.
Drop ball.
It was a drop ball. It dropped right as soon as it got to her plate.
One of six pitches that Logan Matthews possesses in her resume.
And like I said earlier, she's a D1 prospect.
Next pitch is fouled back into the screen. So quickly, Matthews gets ahead of Bowman, 0-2 in the count.
She is working a little slower today. She's kind of taking her time. Mahalo's waiting for the batters to line up.
Another nice crowd here at Pisgah Softball Field. Here's Matthews' 0-2 pitch in the dirt for a ball.
That was a screwball. That's the one she's having the most trouble with. It's the newest pitch that she's having the most trouble with. It's you got to twist your body and flip the ball, and it's very, she tried to show me, man, I can do it.
Next pitch is dribbled right out in front of Matthews, scoops it up, goes over to Paris, and that's all for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, and no errors. And after a half inning is in the books, it's the Eagles nothing with the Black Bears coming to bat.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company. Commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction Company. You know, getting back to Logan Matthews, she's probably one of the best defensive pitchers. When she comes out of her windup and she delivers the pitch, she's ready. She's in that automatic stance for defense. So she's one of these girls that, you know, all our pitchers are that way. Micah was just tremendous when she took over for Logan last year and pitched with Logan with her in the first half of the conference. She was an excellent defensive pitcher.
So Pisgah will be batting in here in the bottom of the first inning. The leadoff hitter is none other than the gazelle herself, Bianca Burnett. Saturday, she made one of the best defensive plays I've seen in a long time. A shot into left center field, and she just broke like a gazelle on a dead run and speared that ball and stopped it from going to the fence.
Now, last year, she's played second base her whole entire career. I know I said that Saturday, but she never played outfield before until last season when they were tweaking with the lineup. They needed somebody out there. They put her in left, then they put her in center. And I'm telling you right now, that kid, they can't get her out of center now. She is that valuable to the team.
Well, scheduled up to face Morgan Noble, the pitcher for East Tennyson, here in the bottom of the first. It'll be Bianca Burnett, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin.
Leading off of the White Bears, center fielder number four.
Mahala was sneaking up there to get a little look at the pitcher's delivery before.
All right, we're ready to start the bottom of the first inning. Bianca Burnett batting way up in front of the batter's box. Noble's ready for the East Tennyson Eagles, and here's her first pitch. Down low and inside for a ball.
Well, their catcher is right on the inside of the line. She could easily get hit with a bat.
She's got that nice. She looks a little like a little Chelsea Leonard out there.
She's got a little hop.
Swung on and popped up behind the plate, and that is caught by the catcher, Kayla Lanning. So Bianca Burnett is retired for out number one, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley.
She reminds me last year, remember in the playoff that we faced that pitcher from Madison, the leak girl?
Yes.
She's kind of like her. Got that little hop, that little bounce before she delivers. It throws you off.
Presley batting from the left-hand side, swung on and fouled back the first pitch. 0-1.
You know, that can distract the batters a little bit until they get used to it. And then once they get used to it, they zone in on the pitch and forget about all the extracurricular movement before the pitch.
Here's Noble's 0-1 pitch, low and outside, evens the count at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the first inning, no score, one out here. Pisgah is batting. Noble's ready. Takes a lot of time. Goes through a routine. Next pitch is in the dirt for ball 2-1.
Yeah, it's like a hop before she delivers the ball. She hops up off the bag.
Softball players are notorious for doing routines and superstition.
Oh, really?
2-1 count on Presley. Here is the offering from Noble. Swing on and line to right field.
Ooh!
And there, right, you couldn't hit it any harder. Right off the ground, about a foot, the right fielder just picked that up. Tristan Bennett,
she
stole one from Sheridan Presley.
She did steal one because that was a good hit. It was hit hard, but she just cut on it. She just put her glove out and it's just like, ooh, look what I found.
Now it's Mahala Irvin. Went 3-for-4 in the first game Saturday with 3 doubles. Nobles is set. Swung on and fouled down the left, or, well, that'd be the left field line.
Yeah.
On deck is Micah James.
On Saturday, most of our damage came with 2 outs in the innings. So maybe this, you know, is going to like to rally with 2 outs, honey.
Boy, that's how the game can make you with gray hairs and frustrate you. A shot hit by Sheridan Presley was just, she was robbed. Next pitch is a low. So it evens that count at 1-1 to Irvin. The M&M girls, one in the box, one on deck. I'm talking about Mahala Irvin and Micah James.
And they are a nightmare for any team, them two are.
Nobles is ready. Swung on and looped up the left field, and that's going to drop for a single, so it doesn't matter. Followed by Presley's shot, and then a bloop single by Irvin. It almost makes it unfair.
It does. She has a knack of finding those little spots in the field. It's just like last year in the state championship, that hit she had that landed on the left field line. I mean, it was perfect. She couldn't have put it in any better place for Bianca to get in all the way from first. She has that knack of finding the gaps.
Last year, the M&M girls combined for 81 runs driven in and 24 home runs. Noble's ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on and ripped to center field for a single. And that's going to hold Irvin.
Actually,
Michaela tipped, and Tip is pitch running for Irvin. So Tip stays at second. So now a two-out rally has started. And that's going to bring up the pitcher, Logan Matthews.
Now, here's one that has the ability to put it up and knock it out.
Wind blowing out, be a good time to get a hold of one.
We got a catcher equipment issue here, and we have to take a timeout.
Brittany Troll is on deck. Logan Matthews is at the plate. We have a little time as the catcher is fixing her gear.
And Lord, they need that. Because I sure wouldn't want to be hit by one of them softballs.
We're playing again without the services of Caitlin Hanna, who has still out with a strained neck. Swung on and popped up in the infield. First baseman, the first baseman, Cynthia Bowman, circles it and retires Matthews. So Pisgah goes out, leaving two men on base, and after one complete inning, the score, it remains 0-0. We'll be back after a few messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
This is Sam Waterston. Shriners Hospitals for Children is a one-of-a-kind healthcare system providing pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. All at no charge. This world-class care is combined with innovative research and outstanding teaching programs that support Shriners Hospitals in their mission of helping children realize their dreams.
Call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, helping kids defy the odds right here in the Greenville area.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Back to Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the top of the second inning. No score here in this game between East Henderson and Pisgah. First game of a doubleheader. And folks, we thank you for tuning in to 920 AM. You can also listen online if you go to WPTLradio.net. That's WPTLradio.net. And you can listen to all of Pisgah softball this season.
Leading off for the Eagles, number 20, Hartman.
Now, we started off slow in that inning, but, you know, it takes our girls one time to get through the rotation to see this pitcher with her extracurricular activity before they start hitting her.
Kaylee Hartman is up, the number four hitter, as the first pitch is in the dirt for a ball. Hartman is the shortstop for the Eagles. On deck is Kayla Lanning, the catcher, and Hannah Hill, the third baseman, scheduled up to face Logan Matthews. Next pitch is a ball, also low, so it's 2-0. Hartman gets ahead of Matthews. Big cut, swung on and missed. Brings the count to 2-1.
She come with the heat that time.
Matthews looked much better. She looked outstanding Saturday, but she looks like she's just, you know, that one game got her to this point, and another fastball just blew it fire. Evens the count at 2-2. To the leadoff hitter, Kaylee Hartman.
I wouldn't be surprised to give her a changeup or something different this time.
Fouled into the screen way behind a fastball.
That was a low one, so she was trying to change her eye level on that to try to get her to swing at something else.
So still 2-2 on the scoreboard in the count. No score here in the top of the second inning. Matthews ready, big delivery, a curveball that was in the dirt. So Hartman works Matthews to a full count. Swung on and missed, struck her out, so the first strike out of the game.
She got her on the drop ball that time. It went, and it just went to, got to the plate, it just dropped out of the glove, and she just couldn't catch up with it.
And that's the first out in this inning, and that's going to bring up Kayla Lanning, the catcher for the Eagles. First offering another big swing and a miss, and that looked like a little wrinkle to a, took some speed
that
off.
That was a little curveball there. Looked like a little curveball.
Matthew's starting to work a little faster now, picking up the pace.
Yeah, I noticed she's picking up the pace. She might probably want to get in that routine that she normally is in.
Here's a 1-1 offering, a big swing and a miss on a changeup. Was nowhere near that pitch, and that makes the count now 1-2.
She's ahead, so she can kind of play with her now. She's got a repertoire.
Ball gets away, and that's the first ball I've ever, so far this season I've seen get by Irvin.
Yeah, that's unusual because she's such a cat.
She tried to ole with nobody on. So it's 2-2, one out here in the top of the second. Swung on and missed, struck her out. big fastball just blew it by, brought the heater.
If she was, if there's anybody on base, Irvin would have been all over that pitch.
For the Eagles, number 11.
That's going to be Hannah Hill, the third baseman.
She's going to get a little.
You think Matthews right now is going to be thinking about maybe striking out the side? You see that type of pitcher?
She's that type of pitcher, and when she gets started, she likes to keep it rolling. She's shaking off Mayla for something.
Popped up behind second baseman Sheridan Presley. Running grab to retire the Eagles here in the top of the second inning. Runs no hits and nobody left on base as they go out in order. As we move to the bottom of the second inning, the score remains 0-0.
Pisgah Black Bears girls softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. And before we get started, I got to say a shout out to probably one of the biggest Pisgah fans that's ever going to be, and that's my little nephew, David Brooks. He's listening today on the internet, and I wanted to give him a shout out and tell him, hey, big buddy.
Big buddy.
Yeah.
What were you going to call him, buddy?
He's going to be a big one, I tell you.
Is that the one that looks like Randy?
No, now that's, no, they live in Chattanooga now.
Oh, great.
That's Dallas. Dallas Wayne, named after Randy.
Oh,
and then, folks, he looks just like Randy Pitts. I'm telling you, scary.
Well, that is scary.
Now, if he acts like him, we're in trouble.
All of Canton is in Fort Chattanooga. Fort Chattanooga.
I told him he had to come back home and then go to Bethel and then go to Pisgah just like his granddaddy.
Absolutely. As we hear the music, lovely music, they have a good beat now, the rhythm, the Motown, they got that, you know, baseball games are starting to play that, you know, heavy metal, rap, and all that stuff.
I don't like that stuff.
That's just the kind of music that we...
Well,
oh, yeah,
we grew up.
Town right there.
That's kind of we grew up on. Well, I remember on Saturday mornings when I was little, my mom and we used to clean the house, and we had the LPs now. I'm telling you, this is going back old school. And we always cleaned house to Diana Ross and the Prince.
There you go. All right, leading off the bottom of the second inning will be Brittany Troll. Hannah Hudson is on deck. Morgan Noble inside the circle for East Henderson. Got out of a first inning jam. Her first offering is low for a ball.
And the pitcher's taking the time out to tire. Sure, we've had more equipment problems here in this first two innings of anything I've ever seen.
Hudson, lanky, right-handed hitter. Hands held high. Morgan Noble gives her a little movement. Here comes, swung on off the foot, foul. That's got to hurt on a day like today, off the toes.
Well, she's not favoring it, so evidently she must be a tough kid, so she just tough it out and go on.
1-1 count to Brittany Troll. Had two hits in the first game on Saturday. Swung on again, fouled over to third base coach and assistant to Serena Goodwin, Walt Leatherwood. On the bases, the way they line up from the coaching is Walt Leatherwood is the third base coach and manager Serena Goodwin coaches first base.
That pitch was a little off, and Brittany was way out ahead of it.
Morgan Noble is ready. Here's her 1-2 pitch. Just missed on the outside, looking for that corner.
She wanted that pitch. She was kind of giving a little eye to the ump, saying, that's close.
So now that makes the count 2-2. Nobody out. Troll leading off here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's Noble's offering. Swung on and popped up to the third baseman, Hannah Hill, who hauls that in to retire Troll.
Other than Sheridan Presley's liner out there, we haven't hit out the infield.
Now it's going to bring up Hannah Hudson, the right fielder. Sydney Paris is going to bat next, and she's on deck. That's the first baseman.
It looks like we're just batting under it.
next pitch is, first pitch is high, so it's one ball. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. No score if you just joined us here on WPTL 920 AM. And again, WPTLradio.net, you can hear it online. Next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. It's 2-0 to Hannah Hudson, the right fielder for Pisgah.
Now, East Henderson played Irwin Friday, and they lost 15-0. So, Irwin's one of those teams that's either they're on or not.
Grounded over to the shortstop. Throw over to first just in time to get Hannah Hudson, who was motoring down the first baseline. And that's going to bring up Sydney Parrish. So, we got two outs now. Shortstop Kaylee Hartman made a nice stab of that and a nice throw to retire Hudson.
We're just not getting it out of the outfield. Mahale Irvin had that little blooper in the outfield. We're just not getting it in the gap.
Taylor Gellion is on deck if Parrish can extend this inning and get on base. Swung on and grounded over to the first baseman, Cynthia Bowman, who steps on the bag to retire the Black Bears in order. So after two complete innings of play, we have no score here at the Pisgah softball field. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Haywood County now has a hoofed animal abuse hotline. 356-2900. Call 356-2900 with your concerns about starving or abused horses and livestock. 356-2900. The nonprofit organization STAR, Save the Animals Rescue, is not affiliated with Haywood County government, but encourages everyone to call 356-2900 to report hoofed animal abuse. STAR also welcomes volunteers with time or support for animals in foster care.
Let's go back to the ball field now with Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the third inning. No scores. As strange as it is, the Black Bears are gone quietly in the second inning. Had a mini rally going into first, but Morgan Noble shut the door on that. So leading off for the Eagles will be Montana Bennett, the designated hitter, and her first pitch is a curveball, and then she swings and misses at that. If you're listening to us on WPTL Radio 920 AM, we thank you. Next pitch is a fastball, knee-high, called for a strike. It's 0-2. You also can listen to us online. We're streaming live on WPTLradio.net. Matthew's next pitch is in the dirt. One ball, two strikes.
I think Dunn took a little dirt from that one. He had to get it out of his eyes.
Field looks beautiful here for an early season doubleheader against East Henderson. Grounded over to Sydney Parrish, who just easily scoops it up, steps on the back to retire Bennett for the first out of this inning. That's going to bring up Tristan Burl, the right field. Right fielder.
Now, it goes back to Sydney Parrish being such a good defensive player there at first base. She is just gobbles up anything that comes close to her.
Matthews has not been touched at all. Way up high on the first offering for a ball. First two innings, she's retired the Eagles in order.
She's such a competitor. She gets mad at herself more than anything.
Swung on and missed by Burrell. A high fastball. She went and chased it.
East Henderson's coach was asking her why she swung at it.
It looked good. Look, it's never bad. That looks like the best pitch to hit. It's the worst one to swing at. Next pitch is called strike. Belt high on the corner. Good umpiring crew here. We'll have to get their names. No doubt when he calls it.
You can hear it.
Ball in the dirt. And it hits her.
Hits her foot, so she gets to go to first base. hit the dirt, and then it just went in and hit her foot.
Now batting number four,
Heath. So that's going to be Madison Heath, I believe it is. Yes, Madison Heath, the second baseman, the number nine hitter for the Eagles. Curveball outside. Nice stab by Irvin. One out here. Eagles have a runner on first. That is Burrell, who was hit by a pitch. Next pitch is way up high. Ball two.
You know, for Mahala to be so short, it seems like her arms go and go and go. She grabs everything and she can snare it down if it's way up.
Tiger's got one of those Mr. Gadget arms.
Yeah.
That pitch is called strike at the knees. So it evens the count. Actually, it does not. It's two balls, one strike. One out here in the top of the third inning. No score. Another fastball right over the heart of the plate for a strike, and that evens the count now at 2-2.
And Logan's starting to pick her pace up. She's starting to get warmed up. She gets better as the game goes on.
Tucker out. Called strike three. Threw a fastball and caught the corner.
She shook Irvin off twice on the call, on the what she was calling. I don't know if it's
batting number one.
She don't feel like pitching it, or she's, you know, what the deal is.
Now it's going to be time for Morgan Noble, the pitcher, the top of the order for the Eagles here in the top of the third inning. Two outs, first pitch is up high. Almost got out of the glove of Irvin. She had ambitions of maybe throwing down behind the runner.
She's going to keep that runner close. Let me tell you, if you think about getting off the base with her, she'll shotgun it.
Foul back against the screen, the next pitch, so it's one ball, one strike, two outs here in the top of the third inning.
Last year, she picked off a bunch of runners like that.
See, I believe she has been one of the most impressive players I've seen on the softball field in a long time. Grounder over to Micah James at second, flips over to Presley, and that's going to be all for the Eagles as they go quietly with no runs on no hits and one runner left on base. So after 2.5 innings are in the books, we have no score here at the Pisgah softball field.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. Irvin is probably one of the best catchers we've seen come out. Now, you can't take nothing away from Haley Pace that's playing at Western. She was an outstanding catcher here.
I mean, and that's saying a lot when you look and say, this girl right here's got the whole package. Haley Pace was an outstanding ball player, and let's not forget the great Catherine Gooch, Cat Gooch, that played at Catawba College.
And look what Robin Burnett's doing out at Western now.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of players. You still, you know, you've got Elise Lawrence at the University of Southern Illinois at Edwardsville.
Cochran.
Allie Cochran over at Montreat College. So there's a lot of Black Bears in the collegiate level still playing.
So that tells a lot for your program when you have that many kids playing in college ball. And then that goes back to the state polls when you get ranked by those coaches. That is a lot of respect and admiration for Coach Goodwin's program.
Catherine Gooch, it was something like, it was almost playing like about 60 games in 4 years. It was something like 240-some games that she played consecutive. She started the first day she stepped on campus and you know, there was a part in the time, just like Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Woman of Catawba Indians, where she just never, you know, she played injured. And that's a, you know, that speaks volumes of her toughness in this game. But Cat Goods was an outstanding shortstop for Pisgah many years ago. She doesn't want us to bring it up, but I mean, you know.
I'll tell you another tough one is Mahala Irvin. I've seen her take a hit in the head last year, and she was woozy and still tried to catch.
But leading it off for the Black Bears here in the bottom of the third will be the left fielder, Taylor Gallion. Morgan Noble for East Henderson tried to square and bunt it down the third base line, but bunted it back against the screen for strike one.
Maybe Sharina wants to play a little small ball now and try to get some runners on the bag and then put some pressure on East.
East Henderson starting to build a little confidence here. Lays it down the third base line, but picked up foul by the third baseman, Hannah Hill.
Walt's expressions just kill me. He just like, golly, bum.
You know, you had mentioned this in the pregame that, you know, they may be looking ahead to Inca.
I'm telling you, Inca is their biggest, you know, one of the things that they look forward to playing. And these little teams like East Henderson that's low on the totem pole can bite you in the butt.
0-2 count on Taylor Gallion. Next pitch, a swung on and missed. She struck her out. So that's the first out of this inning.
Number
four, Rhonda, we're in the bottom of the third, and there's no score.
And we've only had two runners on base that I know of, and that was Mahala Irvin and Micah James.
The M&M girls, back-to-back singles, and this brings up Bianca Burnett, the leadoff hitter. Tried to square around and bunt, missed it, so it's 0-1. Burnett's 0-for-1 in this game. Will pop up to the catcher in her first time.
One of the hardest balls to hit for a bunt that you, if you're a pitcher, you want to throw is the riser or the drop.
Swung on a line up the middle. There's a base hit, a sharp base hit that almost took the kneecap off of Morgan Noble, and so Burnett tries to get things going here with a sharp single to center, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who was absolutely robbed by Tristan Burrow out in right field, a scorched a liner that was just picked up, shoelace catch.
And she's got some gaps to hit it in. If she could get it there again, they're playing awful shallow out in the outfield, too.
Swung on and driven to right field, and that's going to fall on the line. No,
ooh,
it just falls, you know, to the right of the foul line, so that's going to be a long, long strike.
It looked like a hit right on the line, but we can't argue with the ump. He's
we got
there.
The worst view in the ballpark. I think we saw that with our hearts rather than our eyes. The umpire was right there, so.
We probably did.
Sheridan Presley. 0-1 count on her. She's 0-for-1 in this game. Next pitch, there goes Burnett. Down to second. She's still second standing.
They're trying to put some pressure on the defense, which that's what you want to do, to see how well the catcher can throw the second. That was nowhere close.
That last pitch was a ball to Presley, so she's got a count of 1-1. One out here, and Burnett is on second.
And that also puts your runner in scoring position.
Next pitch is in the dirt and outside. Makes the count 2-1 to Sheridan Presley.
Well, Sheridan was just named second team North Carolina Coaches Association basketball team.
Multi-talented athlete. Daughter of athletic director and head football coach David Presley. She tries to bunt in the dirt, pulls it back. 3-1 on to Presley. She may be looking for that one pitch. She'll lock and load, batting in the two hole for the Black Bears today.
I can remember when she was little down there being the ball boy on the football team.
I'll tell you, the girl's got talent. Here's Morgan Noble's pitch, swung on and lifted to left field. And that's going to drop as a miscommunication by the left and center fielder.
And Bianca,
so that's going to be a base hit.
Bianca Burnett had to go back and tag the base because she thought it was going to be caught. And in softball, you have to be on the bag if before you can advance. If after the ball is called, if you're going to try to go to third.
So a miscommunication, Presley scooters down to second base on the throw to third to try and get Burnett, but now Biska with a one-out rally here in the bottom of the third and no score. Presley at second, Burnett at third, and Mahala Irvin up to the plate. Swung on and popped up, lifted to deep left field. That's going to be enough to get in Burnett, who tags up and scores the first run. So a sacrifice fly and RBI for Mahala Irvin.
Now batting number 10, Micah James.
That's just as good as a hit if you can get a run across. I know you'd like to get more, but
just a tad bit underneath it, but she got it about 10 to maybe 15 feet away from the fence.
And the wind died down. Of course it does. Then we come to bat.
Presley came halfway, but the throw went into third, so she stays at second base, and that's going to bring up Micah James, who singled her last time up. Swung on and grounded out, and that's up the middle. Here comes Presley. Here's the throw to the plate. Caught up by the pitcher, and Presley scores the second run of this inning. on an RBI single by Micah James.
Well, here we go for our RBI battle again between the M&Ms.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
That must be their theme song.
That's going to bring up the pitcher, Logan Matthews. Still, we got to run around. That's Micah James. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Pisgah now leads 2-0. High inside pitch for a ball.
I think the umpire even jerked back on that because he thought the catcher didn't catch it, but she had caught it.
Morgan Noble. Talented pitcher for East Henderson.
She's very good.
Next pitch is low and inside.
She's not overpowering.
But she's keeping. Yeah. You know, they really haven't hit her hard.
Just some singles,
the only hard to hit ball in this game so far was Sheridan Presley's rocket to right field.
Which got robbed.
Here's Morgan Noble's 2-0 offering in the dirt for ball three. On deck is Brittany Troll.
It's kind of curious to see if Walt gives her the green light with a 3-0 pitch, two out. You know the runner's going to be going on anything it's hit.
Here's a 3-0 pitch called strike. Got the knees and inside part of the plate. So it now makes the count 3-1 to Logan Matthews. Micah James is at first base, who singled and drove in Sheridan Presley for the second run in this inning. Pisgah leads 2-0. That pitch is called strike again. Caught same place, caught the corner and knee high. So that full count on Logan Matthews.
She thought it was a ball. She had threw her bat back to go walk to base. That was a late call.
Umpires don't miss them much.
Yeah.
That was a good call. Here's Morgan Noble's next 3-2 offering. Swung on and driven to deep center field.
Gone.
Up into the Pigeon River as Logan Matthews hits the first home run for Pisgah this year. That's center field, and that's a two-run bomb by the junior pitcher.
She has that amazing ability and the strength to knock it out of the ballpark. That was deep center. That's 210 here, but it went well over 210.
That's one of those you just stand and admire because that's gone from the crack of the bat. And so Logan Matthews takes a 3-2 fastball dead center. And that gives the Black Bears now a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the third inning. And that's going to bring up Brittany Troll as we have a conference inside the circle. Jay Norton, the manager for East Henderson. Just calming down Morgan Noble, who was cruising, really pitching extremely well.
Doing a great job. She reminds me so much of Madison's pitcher last year and Owens. You remember, Owens was the same way. She was not overpowering. She had good stuff, and she pitched it, and she was very accurate at the plate.
So, Pisgah, a big four-run third inning. Leads this 4-0 over the East Henderson Eagles, and Troll steps into the box. 0-for-1 in the game, pop up to the third baseman, her first time up.
And it's a two-out rally again.
Just inside for a ball.
It's about, I don't know what it is with these girls. Last year it was the same way, even in the state playoff, two outs, they rally. It's unbelievable.
Haven't heard her name yet, Caitlin Hanna, who's out again with a strained neck. Called strike, got the knees and inside part of the plate. Nice pitch by Morgan Nobles.
I don't know. We might see Caitlin maybe DH or something later on. Just get her in the bat, in the box, and let her see some pitches.
It's a 1-1 count now. Morgan Noble ready. Two outs here. Swung on in line foul off the screen and past Walt Leatherwood, the third base coach.
He's taught Mahala well. She catches it with her feet, too, now.
One ball, two strikes on Troll. Two outs. Nobody on base. That was cleared by a two-run bomb by Logan Matthews. Her first of the year. Pitch by Noble. Swung on and dribbled over to the second baseman. Flip over to first in time to retire Troll and the Black Bears here in the bottom of the third. So Pisgah gets four runs, and they go to the top of the fourth, leading East Henderson 4-0. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
I'm training for a marathon, kickboxing, or lifting. I train to add muscle and build my inner strength. I am proud that I was born this way, driven. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. You can find me on a Coast Guard cutter, along with my shipmates, who are a lot like me, driven and committed to our country and the safety of our citizens. We were born for the Coast Guard.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Now back to the ball game. It's Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on WPTL. Back to Rhonda and Chuck at the ball field.
Welcome back. We've just moved into the top of the fourth inning, and Pisgah, by four runs in the bottom of the third, lead the Eagles 4-0. So far, Pisgah, four runs on six hits and have committed no errors. East Tennyson, no runs, no hits, and have also committed no errors. And we're in the top of the fourth, and leading off will be Felicia Bailey, the center fielder. Grounded over to Paris, just out of her reach and in foul territory, so that'll be strike one to the quick center fielder for the Eagles.
It's kind of curious to see if Logan now starts picking up the pace. She's got four runs. She's got something to play with now. I think she wants to pitch that perfect game, though, because there's been so much about Pope's pitcher lately.
Matthews in the dirt, evens the count at 1-1 to Bailey. She's allowed no hits, struck out three Eagles, hit one batter. Next pitch is popped up to the third baseman, Brittany Troll, who just does the Willie Mays basket catch. And so she retires Bailey for the first out of the top of the fourth inning. And that's going to bring up the number three hitter, the first baseman, Cynthia Bowman. Bowman 0-1 in this game. One out here in the top of the fourth. Pisgah leads 4-0. Matthews is ready. Big windup. Swung on and just a little pop-up to Matthews, who catches that. And so, efficiently, she's got two Eagles out here in the top of the fourth.
She's pitching inside the corners. She's jamming them in the hands. That's what she's known for, is she knocks the nibbles of corners and then a rise ball and drop ball.
Now it's the cleanup hitter for East Henderson, Kaylee Hartman, the shortstop. Matthews ready. Ball in the dirt for a ball.
That looked like maybe a screwball. The ball had no spin on it whatsoever. It was like a lame duck.
Here's Matthews' 1-0 pitch. Outside for ball two. Maybe Pisgah has solved Morgan Noble. Just caught the outside part of the plate for a strike. Makes the count 2-1 to Hartman.
Well, just like I said earlier, second time around rotation. Pisgah sees the pitcher. They kind of get their timing.
Grounder over to Presley. Back at it. There goes the no-hitter as it's up into center field for a sharp single by Hartman. Good effort by Sheridan Presley. Attempted to backhand it. And that's going to bring up catcher Kayla Lanning. So a two-out single by Hartman gives East Henderson their first hit.
For the Eagles,
takes away Matthews' no-hit bid. But she's still working on a shutout. And she pitched a shutout Saturday, so she has allowed no runs so far this season. Ball way inside as Irvin pops up and looks at the first baseman.
Which the poke hitter, the pitcher, has allowed one run, so she's had two perfect games.
Swung on and grounded over to Micah James. Flips over to press play to end the inning at second base, so one hit by East Tennyson, but she's left stranded. And so we move into the bottom of the fourth inning. The Black Bears lead the Eagles 4-0.
Pisgah Black Bears Girls Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. You know, we probably need to check official score and make sure that they didn't rule that an error because she could have got her glove on it. To make sure, but...
She didn't get a glove on it.
I know. I'm just trying every way in the world to get that girl.
She'll get her no-hitters. We're going into the bottom of the fourth inning and scheduled up for, and we're going to have a pitch hitter. It'll be Casey Brown, the junior, 5'6" junior, is going to pitch hit for Hannah Hudson. Followed by Mason McCracken, who's on deck. She'll also come in and pitch hit for Sydney Paris. So here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Pisgah's going to bring in, do a little substitution. If you're keeping score at home, Casey Brown coming in and batting for Hannah Hudson in the 7-hole, and Mason McCracken is scheduled, who's standing on deck, is scheduled to bat for Sydney Paris in the 8-hole.
Again, it's another full audience today over in the Pisgah side. Not many empty seats or standing down along the fence. That's great. That's one thing the kids talk to me about this year is they hope that the crowds will come and support them and really back them.
Music going. We're in game one. Morgan Nobles is still on the mound, or inside the circle, excuse me, for the East Henderson Eagles. She's going to face two pitch hitters in this inning. Pisgah leads 4-0 as Nobles completes her warm-up tosses. And Lanning, the catcher, throws down to second. We're about ready to get this bottom of the fourth started.
Casey Brown's another left-handed hitter. We've got more left-handed hitters in the lineup this year than we've ever had, which is a good luxury to have.
Casey Brown, a multi-talented junior. Where's number 11? I'm batting from the left-hand side. Noble's first pitch. Swung on. It bumps it out in front of the plate. Throw to first. Not in time. So Casey Brown beats that out with an infield single.
That's one thing that Coach Serena and Coach Leatherwood have really stressed is when you bunt that ball, no matter, you run hard.
That's going to bring up pitch hitter Mason McCracken, who more than likely will also go to play first base. And Casey Brown will go out and play right field.
Very, very good hitter here. She drove in 25 RBIs last year for the JV, so she has capability of putting some runs up.
Noble's first pitch is in the dirt. Here's Brown had some thoughts of taking second, but Lanning had a nice stop to prevent her from moving down an extra base. So it's one ball, no strikes to Mason McCracken, another junior on the Pisgah softball team. Swung on and popped up behind the first baseman, and that's going to fall for a single, but they may hold on. We got to see. The throw over to second base is not in time as Casey Brown was coming back, tagging up. That's a very difficult play for the first baseman.
It just fell right at
Tiffany Bowman. She turned her back and was running up into the right field, down the right field line, and just fell just out of her reach of her glove. So that's a single for Mason McCracken.
That would have been hard for her to catch even if she caught it. I mean, it was just the way she turned. She was just...
This is another pitch hitter, Michaela Tipton, who's batting for Taylor Gallion. Swung on and driven to right field. Camped underneath it, she hauls it in. Casey Brown had thought she's tagging up, and she's going to make it as both runners tag up and advance an extra base.
She waited a few minutes, like she was looking at Walton, and then she said, "Well, should I go or shouldn't?" She just had that little hesitation, and it just about got her at third.
That's going to bring up the top of the order, and that's going to be the Gazelle senior, Bianca Burnett.
One out, runners in scoring position.
Morgan Noble inside the circle for East Henderson. Her first pitch swung out and fouled back into the screen.
Bianca Burnett will be forever known at 3:51 on June 4th of scoring the game, the state championship winning run.
I see, I thought Walt was going to wring his arm off leaving her around then.
Scored on a double by Irvin and bottom of the seventh inning. Swung on and grounded to the shortstop. Throw to the plate is got her. Casey Brown is thrown out by Kaylee Hartman, a grounder to the shortstop. She came up firing to get Casey Brown at the plate.
She didn't even think about going to first. She went straight home.
That's a heads-up play by the East Henderson shortstop.
That was.
So that prevents that run from coming in.
It's a good call by the ump because it looked like her foot was in her, but it was just a tad off the bag. Or the plate, excuse me.
That's going to bring up Sheridan Presley with two outs here. Runner on first and third. Black Bears on the corner. Swung on and lifted to right field. That could be. It's off the wall. Presley's going to get extra bases. Bianca Burnett is going to score. There goes Presley to third in a stand-up triple for the sophomore. And she's going to come home on the throw, and she's going to make it. Sheridan Presley, a triple, and then scores on the throwing error.
Heads up play by her. She had turned third. She was standing there watching, and she seen that ball get by. Who she seen get by, she took off. And nobody covered home.
So the throw to the plate brought Presley home, clears the bases, and Pisgah now leads 7-0. A two RBI triple, and then on the throwing error to the plate, allows Presley to score the seventh run of the game, third run in this inning, and that's going to bring up Irvin. Pitches inside to the junior catcher, who is 0-for-1 with one RBI, has a sacrifice fly and a single.
You see, I don't think we're going to drop off much at second base with Sheridan Presley.
Presley, just an outstanding ball player. That pitches again low and inside, so Morgan Noble being very careful to the first M&M girl, Mahala Irvin. Micah James on deck.
And here's two other Pisgah players going to college to play ball.
Morgan Noble ready to go, 2-0 count. Swung out and driven to center field. It could be gone! Home run, a solo blast by the junior catcher, her first of the year. That's a no-doubter.
And she always sends her daddy out of the stands to go get her balls, but I think he might have to take a fishing net to go get that one, because I think it rolled in the river.
Now batting for the Black Bears, number 10, Micah James.
So Mahala Irvin ignites her team with another home run, and now going to have a conference as the assistant coach coming out, the pitching coach for East Henderson. Boy, that was a shot to center field.
Did you hear her grunt when she hits it? She just lays. She puts every bit of strength she's got into a swing. And when she comes around with it, it's either going to go out of the park or it's going to take somebody's head off. Because that girl can hit the ball.
Center fielder Felicia Bailey just turned and watched it. She didn't even make a step back. She just turned and watched and admired that shot by the junior catcher who's going to Gardner-Webb. And here's the future Mars Hill Lion.
I tell you, Gardner-Webb and Mars Hill have got two fine softball players.
Two more Black Bears going off into the collegiate level to play college softball. Morgan Noble sets. Here's a pitch. It's in the dirt. Pisgah here in the bottom of the fourth. Scores four so far. Scored four in the third. They lead it 8-0 over East Henderson.
And all with two outs again.
Noble's next pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-0. Pisgah. Kind of quiet in the first couple innings and then just have exploded. Pitches in the dirt for a 3-0 count. So Morgan Noble trying to pitch carefully, but she's got right behind her is Logan Matthews. Double ready. Here's a 3-0 offering, and that's in the dirt. She loses her and walks her on four pitches.
I guess they're just afraid to pitch to them right now because of, you know, all these balls going out of the park and stuff. They're kind of afraid to pitch to them right now. We had a little sprinkle here, not much, just a little drizzle.
Logan Matthews, set. Morgan Noble, high pitch for a ball.
And she definitely is not going to give Logan anything to hit after knocking one.
So it's 8-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning, all Pisgah.
The wind's died down.
Pitch in the dirt. Makes it 2-0.
So these balls going out of the ballpark are not getting any help right now. There's no wind. It's dead. The old glory out there is not blowing. So it's strictly just power.
Here's Morgan Noble with her 2-0 offering. In the dirt, Micah James had thoughts, but held up. Now makes the count 3-0, so she's walked Micah James on four after the solo blast to center field by Mahala Irvin. Now she's 3-0 on Logan Matthews, and she walks her on four pitches. So now the wheel has fallen off for Miss Morgan Nobles, who first two innings was looking like a champ out there inside the circle, and now there's two runners on here in the bottom of the fourth.
Got a pinch hitter now, Caitlin Hanna.
And here she comes, coming off the injured reserve list with a strained neck in her first at-bat of the season.
Now this kid can hit him in the river.
6-foot senior. One of the best volleyball players in the state. First pitch is a fastball on the inside part of the plate. So Hannah is going to be batting for Troll. Behind in the count, 0-1 with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pisgah leads 8-0. Pitch in the dirt.
Micah was trying to give Caitlin a sign on where the pitch was going to be. She's stealing signs up there at second.
When the girls bat with the clear face mask, does that bother them? Do they ever say that bothers them?
No, and each one of them has a different style. Some like the clear, some like the wire. It just depends.
Nice swing on a changeup, fouled it off the catcher's shin guards. So Hannah quickly behind in the count, 1-2. Again, two outs. Let's reset the infield here. Matthews is at first. James is at second. Nahr, two outs. And Caitlin Hannah, is at the plate with a 1-2 count on her.
She's telling her it's going to be outside.
Oh, strike three.
Kick was the inside.
Struck her out. So that is all for Pisgah as they score four more runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And they go into the top of the fifth, leading East Henderson 8-0. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Now more Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Back to the ball field. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Hannah Hill, Montana Bennett, and Tristan Earl are scheduled up to face Logan Matthews, who is twirling a one-hitter right now.
She's getting more of her, she's getting more comfortable every time she's pitching. And it's just getting into the rhythm now.
Hannah Hills leading off this inning in the top of the fifth, trailing 8-0 to the Black Bears. Swung on and missed. Had a little drop to it, Rhonda.
It did. A spin. Did you see the ball spinning as it come across the plate? And then it dropped.
That's a tough pitcher to hit when you can get a variety of pitchers over.
You don't know what she's going to come with.
For strikes, yeah, she can start anybody off as long as she's throwing strikes. A nice curveball, but it was in the dirt. That was a big breaker. So that evens the count at 1-1 to Hannah Hill, who's 0-1 in this game. Pop up to Sheridan Presley in the second inning. Pisgah leads here 8-0 in the top of fifth, ball in the dirt. Nice scoop by Irvin, makes the count 2-1. Defensive changes. Mason McCracken goes to first base.
And Caitlin Hanna's playing third.
Caitlin Hanna at third. Called strike. Evens the count at 2-2.
You got Tipton in left field.
Tipton in left. And is that Sydney Paris out in right? Called strike three. She watched it go by. Blew a fastball.
That's Casey Brown out in right field.
Casey Brown out in right field. So Hannah Hill goes down, called out on strikes for the first out of this inning, and that's going to bring Montana Bennett, who grounded out to the first baseman, Sydney Paris, in the third. Matthew Pig delivery popped up in the infield. Sheridan Presley gives off to Micah James, who hauls that in for the second out. One pitch, and that's the second out there.
I think Coach Goodwin and Leatherwood worked a lot on the calling for the ball since Saturday.
Shortstop has command of the infield. Center fielder has command of the outfield. Swung out and missed on the first pitch.
It seems like her velocity gets more and more as the game goes on.
Tristan Bennett was hit by a pitch, her only time up in the game, so she's 0-0. No official at bat here in the game. Next pitch is a ball, so it's 1-1. Logan Matthews hurling. A spectacular one-hit shutout. Grounder over to Matthews, scoops it up, throws over to Mason McCracken to retire the Eagles here in the top of the fifth. So they go quietly and in order. No runs, no hits, and no errors. And so as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning, Pisgah leads East Henderson 8-0.
Pisgah Black Bear softball, girls softball, sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford's President's Award for Excellence. And by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. I see Coach Presley's finally eager to his way down here to watch his daughter play.
Leaning up, proud papa. Sheridan Presley has a triple, three RBIs, a single, 2-for-3 day working. Scheduled up here in the bottom of the fifth inning will be Casey Brown, Mason McCracken, and Michaela Tipton.
Wait a minute. We're going to play 2 5-inning games.
That is the game.
That is the game. They just called this. They said we're going to play 2 5-inning games to try to beat the rain out. So I think that's a good idea. At least you get the two games in.
And that's what they do with doubleheaders and things.
Yeah, they do.
That's the ball game. So we'll send it back to the studio for about 5 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, while they get the second game, the field ready for the second game. So the final of the first game here, ladies and gentlemen, Pisgah 8, East Henderson 0. We'll be back in about 10 minutes after words from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Have you gotten your free credit report this year? The Fair Credit Reporting Act requires each of the nationwide consumer reporting companies to provide you with a free copy of your credit report. You can order your free credit report online at annualcreditreport.com. Be sure to spell it correctly or a scam website will come up. For information on how to order it on the telephone or in the mail, call the BBB. Even if you don't think you have any changes, you need to check it so you can know if someone else is using your credit. This is Norma Messer for your BBB serving Western North Carolina.
We'll get you back to Pisgah softball. The Lady Black Bears in action this afternoon. Game two of the doubleheader against East Henderson coming up in about 10 minutes here on AM 920 WPTL.
City girls just seem to find out early how to open doors with just a smile. Rich old man, she won't have to worry. She'll dress up all the mess, go in style. Late at night, that big old house gets lonely. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. He knows where she's going as she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't hide tonight, and your smile is a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your light in eyes. Other side of town, a boy is waiting with fiery eyes and dreams no one could steal. She drives on through the night, anticipating, 'cause he makes her feel the way she used to feel. Rushes to his arms, they fall together. She whispers that it's only for a while. She swears that soon she'll be coming back forever. She pulls away and leaves him with a smile. You can't hide. And your smile is a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your light in eyes. She gets up, holds herself a strong one, stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws the shade and hangs her head to cry. She wonders how it ever got this crazy. She thinks about it more than she knew in school.
she get tired, or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone, she feels just like a fool.
Sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings.
Hey!
I'm down to my last dollar. I've walked right through my shoes. Just a small reminder of the hell that I've gone through. But look at me still smiling, 'cause I'm wondering what I'll do. Since I ain't got nothing, I got nothing to lose. Everybody say, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Well, my friends are always giving me watches, hats, and wine. That's how I know this is serious. That's how I know it's time. I don't have to worry about things that I don't have. 'Cause if I ain't got nothing, I got nothing to hold me back. And one, two, bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away. Fly away, fly away, fly away, fly away. There's nothing that's worth keeping me from places I should go. Build a loving land. I'm gonna tour from coast to coast. I'm leaving everything behind. There's not much that I need. 'Cause if I ain't got nothing, I'm put loose and fancy free. And one, two, three, like a bird I sing. 'Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. I'm so glad you're here today. 'Cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly. So free, nothing's holding me down.
set of wings. 1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing. 'Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing. 'Cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings.
That's Tim McGraw here on AM 920 WPTL. We've got Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball. We're in between games right now, the doubleheader this afternoon, and we're going to take you back to the ball field right now. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, folks. As we've just completed game one, Pisgah defeated the East Henderson Eagles 8-0. Doubleheaders in high school by Federation rules are 5-inning games. One game is 7 innings, unless it's tied at the end of the regulation time, or innings. So we're going to start game two for in this ball game, and it's going to be, Pisgah is going to be the visiting team. Pisgah moves to 3-0 after that 8-0 win and a one-hit shutout again by Logan Matthews. And leading off for the Black Bears will be Bianca Burnett. Morgan Nobles, again, is inside the circle. Is her first pitch as a ball.
So far, it don't look like Coach has changed the lineup for this game like she did Saturday.
Wins in the conference are important.
That they are.
Morgan Noble sets, swung out and dribbled to the third baseman. She's going to have to come up throwing, and she just gets the gazelle at first by a step. So a ground out to third starts the top of the first for Pisgah. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley with Mahala Irvin on deck. Presley, 3-run triple in the first game, a single. Was 2-for-3. Was robbed on the first one. She slaps one to left field. Beautiful job by the left-handed hitter. Just stepped out and reached and slapped it to the left fielder for a single.
It sounded like a running bunt, but it was a running, what they call in softball, is a running slap. It's called a slap in.
Waiting for that from any of these left-handed hitters, and she did a beautiful job. So that's a single. So she's 3-for-4 on the day.
And she hit it.
Sophomore.
She hit it right between the third and shortstop. Just perfect.
Mahala Irvin, a single and a solo bomb and a sacrifice fly in the first game. Big cut, a curveball, just got out in front of it. Micah James on deck for Pisgah, who are the visitors here in game two of this doubleheader against East Henderson.
The center field for East Henderson is next to the fence. She decided to...
And shaded way over in left center, in the left center gap. There goes Presley down the second. Head first slide, she's in there safely, so a stolen base is credited to Sheridan Presley. So now Presley moves up in a better scoring position on the stolen base for Mahala Irvin as there's one out here and a 1-1 count on the junior catcher who is taking her services once she graduates from Pisgah to Gardner-Webb University.
But she's got another year at Pisgah.
Right. And it's unusual this young, you know, at this age, you know, this juniors to commit, but she just saw in Gardner-Webb what she wanted.
Well, and I think Gardner-Webb saw what they wanted in her, too.
They got a steal.
They did.
So 2-1 count on Irvin. Next pitch by Nova's way to the fence. And so Presley scampers down to third base on the wild pitch. Now she's standing at third, waiting to see what Mahala Irvin does at the plate with a 3-1 count and one out here in the top of the first inning and no score. Morgan Noble swung on and popped out of play, just got up underneath it. Boy, she had thoughts of taking it deep over the fence again.
That was a good swing. She was just under it a little bit, popped it up straight up over behind us here at our broadcast table.
Morgan Noble did a fine job in the first two innings, and then the wheels just sort of fell off. Got a full count on Mahala Irvin. So swung on and driven to deep right field. A running grab by the new center fielder to retire, but that's going to be a sacrifice fly. Holy, she came from all the way from left center all the way to right center to make a beautiful running catch.
We had just talked about how she shaded more to left field, and she had to run all the way to the right center to even catch that one. That was an outstanding grab.
So that was Felicia Bailey that just made a beautiful grab, and that's going to be the second out of the inning, but Irvin drives in a run, and that's going to bring up Micah James with two outs here, and Pisgah leading 1-0. Big swing and a miss. Burnett started with a ground out to third. Presley singled, stole second, went to third on a wild pitch, and scored on Irvin's sacrifice fly to right center, and that's where we're at here. Ripped down the left field line, and so James gets another base hit.
And that was just right under the glove of the third baseman. I mean, she went down to get it, and before she could get down, it was already past her.
That was a rocket.
It was.
And that's going to bring up Logan Matthews. I don't know if she's pitching this game.
Tipton's at the plate, so it's hard to tell. I mean, on deck.
Logan Matthews, who also hit a two-run homer in the game one. Fouls it out of play. Big swing by the junior for Pisgah. James is at first.
She knocked it over to where our new facility is built for our batting and pitching.
Well, that is beautiful. Sign on at Champion Credit Union. Great sponsor of Pisgah Sports. That is a beautiful structure down the left field.
That really helps your facilities when you can practice when it's raining. At least hitting and pitching.
Swing on! It's got to stay fair, but no! That is over the Pigeon River.
It went in the river. We just got a sign from Caitlin Hanna's dad. He's waving it by. It's in the river. It's gone, folks.
There was no doubt when she cracked it, but it just curved foul.
That one's probably going to be on the champion here before Blue Ridge or Evergreen here before long.
A belt high fastball, and she just turned on it. But it's a long strike, so it's 0-2 count. So Morgan Nobles has got Matthews in a hole. Ball in the dirt. Makes the count 1-2. James at first, who singled. Irvin sacrifice fly scored Presley, and that's where we're at here in the top of the first with two outs. Morgan Noble again. Here's her pitch. Popped out of play. Matthews had thoughts of taking it deep again. Just got up underneath it.
I noticed you changed your parking position today.
Yeah, I moved down and back. Tell you what.
I tell you, it's dangerous to park right behind the concession stand in that area. That's where all the pop fouls go.
This could lead here in the top of the first inning of game two. 1-0 swung on and line foul on Walt Leatherwood. Third base coach for Pisgah just sticks out his hand to make the stop. So Matthews hanging in there with a one ball, two strike count, and two outs here in the top of the first. Black Bears lead the Eagles 1-0 in game two. Took game one 8-0. Makes the Black Bears right now 3-0 on the season. Matthews asked for time.
Taking a while for the pitcher and catcher to get their signs. Logan smartly backs out of the box, takes her time, puts pressure on the pitcher more than her.
Here's Morgan Nobles. Unusual windup in the pitch. Swung on and lifted high to left field. And that is camped under and hauled in to retire Matthews for the final out of the inning. So after a half inning is in the books, we have Pisgah 1, East Henderson coming to bat.
Pisgah Black Bears girls softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction.
So
we're fixing to find out who our pitcher's going to be. We're not really sure yet. Looks like they got a realigned alignment. You got Taylor Gallion playing shortstop. You got Sheridan moving. I mean, Taylor Gallion playing second. Sheridan playing shortstop. You got Caitlin Hanna at third. Looks like it'll be Logan again pitching because Michaela Gibson is in left field. The Gazelle's in center, and Hannah Hudson is in right field.
So that makes Micah James the designated hitter in this game. Rhonda just set the defense for Pisgah here in the bottom of the first, and so they're going to bring up Logan Matthews. And I like that because in conference games, you don't play around. You go get them. You get all the wins. Doesn't matter who you're playing, you get your wins.
That's
in the conference.
Exactly it.
You win every conference game.
You can't take anybody for granted. You got to. You just got to. You just got to take care of business. And that's one thing the coach said last year that they talked about a lot, was taking care of business. And after that West Henderson loss, that's when they got together and said, look, we're going to take care of business.
So Logan Matthews out inside the circle again for game two. Irvin tucks it down to second to complete the warm-ups. And we're going to have Morgan Nobles again.
And this is Coach tweaking with her lineup, still trying to find out who she's going to put in positions. I mean, we're still early in the season. I mean, this is just the fourth game, technically the fourth game. And she's still trying to find out who she's going to. And once she settles on her lineup, you won't see much changing other than maybe your way ahead.
So Morgan Noble steps in, and here is Logan Matthews' first pitch. Popped up to the first baseman, Sidney Paris, camps underneath it, grabs it for the first out. One pitch, one out for Matthews. That's going to bring up Felicia Bailey, who just absolutely made a spectacular running catch in the top of the first inning on Michaela Irvin. I mean, that was just one that you should see on ESPN web gems.
And that's where Irvin had wanted to drop the ball because there was such a gap there.
Ball to Felicia Bailey. Felicia was 0 for 2 in the first game. Logan Matthews is set. Here's her pitch. Fouled out of play, evens the count at 1-1.
It didn't hit you.
Okay. I hear boom, and I'm just like, okay, please not be my clock.
It hit a brand new Ford from Ken Wilson Ford.
Well, he's got a service department.
Yeah. And a body shop, so they might need to be.
Down low for a ball, so it's 2-1. Because now it's starting to sprinkle. Here at the old ballpark at Pisgah High School. Next pitch is just missed on the outside part of the plate, so it's 3-1 to Felicia Bailey.
She's a very patient hitter. She's waiting for... She's not jumping on anything that Logan's pitching to her right quick.
Called strike. Looked like a little wrinkle to him. Sort of like a half slur. So makes the count full at 3-2 with one out here, and here's her pitch. Swung out in line just over the head of Taylor Gallion. Nice stop by Hannah Hudson, so a nice hit by Felicia Bailey, who's come here in game two to play.
Taylor Gallion just barely missed that. If she had been an inch taller, she would have got it. Maybe half an inch.
This is going to be Cynthia Bowman, the first baseman. Cynthia was 0 for 2 in the first game. Heath Henderson's got a runner on first with one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Pisco won, as we said before, game one of this doubleheader, 8-0. Popped out of play for the first pitch, so it's 0-1.
Timeout for
throwing the balls back in. Had a couple of them go out of the park.
The one floating down the river.
Good Samaritan. Nobody's getting that one. Pitch in the dirt. Nice pickup by Irvin as she bounces up. Prevents Bailey from scooting
Scooting.
Scooting. I'm trying to move things and get this thing out of the rain. Scooting down to second.
It's not raining hard, it's just the
swing. Swung out and missed by Bowman. Makes the count one ball, two strikes. Little sprinkle. Just annoying.
We have equipment to cover up, so.
So now it is two balls, two strikes. And Cynthia Bowman.
And if you're wondering if Logan can pitch this many games, she plays travel ball and can pitch three or four at a time.
Next pitch is a ball. Makes the count full at 3-2. Kaylee Hartman, the shortstop, is on deck for the Eagles. Runner on first, one out. Here's her 3-2 pitch. Just fouled back. So Cynthia Bowman for East Henderson's hanging tough against the ace of the staff of Pisgah, Logan Matthews. A few umbrellas here at the old ballpark, and ball four, she lost her. So two runners are on here in the bottom of the first for East Henderson. That's going to bring up Kaylee Hartman. Hartman had the one hit in a game. She was 1-for-2. Single up the middle. Took away her no-hit bid. Her being Logan Matthews. So we're in the bottom of the first inning. Pisgah leads 1-0. East Henderson's at the plate with one out. Square around and gets called strike. Didn't pull it back fast enough. Trying to go to a small ball to move the runners up.
They'll do anything to get the... This is the best scoring chance that they've had all day.
Kay Lanning is on deck, the catcher. Swung on a dribbled foul.
So she jumps ahead of her quickly in
yeah.
the 0-2 count.
Come on, girl, get her now. Talk to her.
Has the feel of game two on Saturday where it just died down a little bit emotionally.
You know, Coach Goodwin talked about that.
Swung on and fouled out of play. So Hartman is hanging tough on an oatmeal with two strikes on her. No balls, two strikes with one out. East Henderson has runners on first and second here in the bottom of the first, and they trail Pisgah 1-0.
She had said that in Saturday's game, but letting the kids go out in the crowd, she thought was a, you know, might have been a mistake.
Way back, and that's going to move runners up. That's a wild pitch. He tried to put a changeup across the plate. He just held down a little bit too long, so that's one ball, two strikes on Hartman.
Like it got hung in her hand, and she couldn't let go of it. It might be because the ball might be getting a little wet right now.
Here's her 1-2 offering, swung on and back to Logan Matthews, who checks the runner back and throws out Hartman. Great job, a comebacker. For the second out of the inning, throws out Hartman at first and keeps Felicia Bailey at third with two outs now.
She kept her eye on that runner at third and watched her, and finally flipped it at last moment, flipped it to first for the out.
East Henderson's having trouble to get some good ABs, some good hacks at the pitch. First pitch is a fastball knee high for a strike. Now Logan Matthews bearing down with East Henderson runners at second and third and two outs. Swung on and missed another fastball. She's not messing around with her here.
No, she looks like the party's over now.
Trying to keep her scoreless inning streak going on, and that's a liner to the short. That's through the legs of Taylor Galleon. Throw to the plate, and East Henderson's going to score two as Irvin throws down to second to get Lanning. So Lanning drives in. They're going to rule that an error on the second baseman, Taylor Galleon, so no RBIs on the play. She was thrown out, so now the inning is over. So after one complete inning, Pisgah's trailing now 2-1. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, the home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Have you ever thought about what your job would be like if you had cars and semi-trucks moving at 70 miles an hour past you within a couple of feet of where you are standing? Next time you are standing at the copy machine, take a minute to imagine yourself on the shore of the highway making copies. The thought alone will be a hair-raising experience. This is Trooper Mark Jones with the North Carolina State Highway Patrol asking you that when you approach a stopped emergency vehicle displaying its flashing lights to please slow down and move over. It's time we all shoulder the responsibility for our emergency personnel.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Back to Rhonda and Chuck out at the ball field.
Well, folks, welcome back for the first time this season. Pisgah is trailing this here in the top of the second inning. The Eagles got two runs on one hit, an error by the second baseman, a wild pitch, and the error by the second baseman brought in two runs, but she was thrown out at second base to end the inning. So the Eagles scored two in the bottom of the first, and for the first time, Pisgah trails 2-1.
And you got Michaela Tipton, Tip, coming up to bat. Then you got Hannah Hudson following her. So it's not like we ain't got some hitters. It's just that we played some sloppy defense, and that's one thing that Coach Goodwin did not want to happen. She wanted she really was pleased with her defense, and it's the one thing that's let her down now.
Sometimes you like to let the sleeping black bear lie. Maybe that will wake them up.
Yep.
They've had this MO, this DNA in the first two, is to be kind of walking around sleepless in the second game of doubleheaders.
Well, you don't want to, you don't want to peak at the wrong time of year. And I think right now we're just playing, we're just trying to figure out some things.
So this is Michaela Tipton. Hold on! Look at the deep left center field! Gone over the scoreboard! First pitch! Solo home run by Michaela Tipton!
One swing, and we're back in the game.
So you woke up Pisgah, because Michaela Tipton just greeted the first pitch from Morgan Noble and drilled it over the scoreboard, and we've got twos everywhere. 2-2 tie score here in the top of the second, and that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson.
And that's one thing that kid had worked on this summer and this offseason was her hitting. She wanted to be more of a power hitter. And if she gets to start battling in the home run battle with along with the other two, oh, my Lord.
So far today, three home runs by the Black Bears, one by Matthews, one by Irvin, and now one by Michaela Tipton is the next pitch by Morgan Nobles is a ball in the dirt. Boy, she, that was the first pitch. She was locked and loaded on something to hit. She drove it, too.
She did. Right over the scoreboard. Right over the center of the scoreboard. That was beautiful.
Tie game at 2 here in the top of the second. Pisgah batting. They're the visitors in game 2.
Cool.
That ball is inside. Almost hit her.
She had to play a little skippy-loo there.
Looked like she was jumping rope. So it's 2 balls, no strike count on
with
Hannah Hudson. Yeah, with no rope. That's true. On deck is Sydney Paris, the first baseman. Line to up the glove. Nice attempt by the third baseman. So Hannah Hudson gets on by an infield single. That ball was going out to left field, and third baseman Hannah Hill just made a valiant effort to stop it, but it just went off the tip of her glove and ricocheted over to Kaylee Hartman, the shortstop. But
well, it actually ricocheted more towards the center field, and it went past the shortstop, so she had to go back. She had to stop and run back to catch it.
So now it's Sydney Paris is coming to the plate with nobody out and a run around first base. Maybe that 2 runs by East Henderson will pick up here in the second game of this doubleheader as we're in the top of the second, tied at 2.
Morgan Noble ready. Here's her first offering to Paris. Called strike, and down to second goes Hannah Hudson, so give her a stolen base.
That's three stolen bases that they've tried on the catcher, and all three times the catcher's been short with her pitch or her throw to second, so that's something the Bears have seen, and they're going to take advantage of it.
On deck is one-third of the G-Squad, Taylor Gallion. Swung on and grounded over to Hartman at short. She throws over to first. She's thrown out, but Hannah Hudson on the throw to first goes down to second or third base. So Pisgah has a runner at third with one out. Great heads-up running by Hannah Hudson.
Yeah, she stayed there long enough to make sure she was trying to keep the throw there, but she finally threw it to first and she took off, so that was a good heads-up running.
Number nine hitter, Taylor Gallion. There's a runner at third with one out. Squares around the bunt. Ball gets back behind the play. Here comes Hannah Hudson, and she's going to score on the wild pitch. So Pisgah retakes the lead 3-2. And they still have one out, but the bases are cleared now, so Taylor Gallion got to get on base to start up another rally.
When you come back up after Taylor, you come back at the top of the lineup, and that's when you get the hitters again.
Here's Morgan. Noble's pitch is in the dirt again, so she's starting to have trouble with the grip of her pitch. She's trying to wipe off a little rain, not heavy, but just annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
Two-ball count on Taylor Gallion. Big swing and miss. She was locked in on a fastball, got it, but just missed it.
It's more of a rise ball. It went up on her at the end.
Softball, they can do some weird things with that pitch.
Yeah.
I might bat like 50. Old 50 in this game. So it's a 2-1 count on Gallion. She takes ball three outside. 3-1 on Taylor Gallion here in the top of the second inning. Pisgah scores two runs. Big blow was to start off the inning was a bomb by Michaela Tipton over the scoreboard. Swung down and lined to the second baseman, but a great snag by the second baseman, Madison Heath. She had no chance. I mean, that was all she could do was hit right at her. It was a bullet, but
and
so it's a lineup.
More reaction catch than anything. She just put her glove out there to protect herself, and there's the ball.
So Gallion's retired for the second out. She wasn't cheated. She hit a rope to the second baseman. That's going to bring up Bianca Burnett. Morgan Noble sets. Swung on and hit, and another snare. Great defensive play as she nearly throws the ball away, but great stop by their first baseman, Cynthia Bowman. So that's going to retire Burnett for the third out. So after we play the top of the second inning, Pisgah retakes the lead 3-2.
Pisgah Black Bear Girls Softball is sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. She nearly got safe on that because that throw from the pitcher, not only she had a problem throwing them to the plate, but she nearly threw the first baseman off the bag. She had to crawl and catch the ball. So that was just about an error on their part, too.
So now we're going to move to the bottom of the second inning. Maybe that's what Pisgah needed here in game two, is to fall behind.
You have a change in pitchers, too. We're going to try Micah James for a while.
She probably wanted Bogan Masters to throw seven, get some work in, get some innings pitch, is what we say in baseball, IPs, get a little IPs.
And Micah hasn't pitched this year. This is her first game to pitch. So there's that luxury Coach Goodwin's got with all these pitchers on the, you know, like Micah James was key last year in the state and then through the season when Logan was hurt. And then, you know, you add Tipton to the mix, which if Tipton's back keeps coming like it is, she's going to be hard to keep out of the lineup.
So we're going to the bottom of the second inning. Micah James has completed her warm-up tosses. And you're going to have Hannah Hill lead off to face James. This is Hill's first at-bat.
And then Micah's delivery is different from Logan, so these pitchers are going to see something different. I'm scared.
First pitch is a ball. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Pisgah leads East Henderson 3-2. Swung out and fouled back. You're right. Micah could be a lot of teams' number one pitcher. So could Tip. When we're speaking of Michaela Tipton. And you got Logan Matthews.
I'll tell you one thing. Micah.
Next pitch is a ball high, so it makes the count 2-1.
Micah last year, the one game that Irvin got hurt in and had to come out, she had to catch. So she's a jack of all trades.
Swung on and missed. That's a rise ball, isn't it?
It was kept going up, climbing the ladder.
That's a 2-2 count, evens the count. Hannah Hill, the leadoff hitter. Tristan Burnett is on deck for the Eagles. Next pitch is fouled out of play.
I would have saved us with the umbrella, Chuck, if it had come this way.
This is true. My catching days are over with. You ever, balls go up and somebody's not watching and they yell heads up? You don't want to yell heads up. You don't want them looking up at a ball they don't even know it's coming their way.
No.
Next pitch is low and in the dirt, so it's 3-2 to Hannah Hill.
Rain's starting to come down a little bit harder now. But they really need to get this game in.
Swung on, grounded back to Irvin, rolls up her arm, but she just quickly fires a throw over to Sydney Parrish to retire Hill.
Actually, it rolled up Micah James.
Micah James. Sorry, Mike.
You knew it was one of the M&M girls.
One of them M&M girls, so it's Micah James inside the circle. My apologies, folks, and that's going to bring up Tristan Burnett. Next pitch, first pitch is a strike. Looking on deck to see who's on deck for East Henderson, and that's Madison Heath.
Oh!
Another pitch, a big swing and miss.
It was a changeup. She was so far, she swung before the ball even hit the plate.
That's dirty right there.
That was nasty pitch.
Just missed with 0-2 pitch, so it's now 1-2.
We're going to have to get a little tight under this umbrella, Chuck.
Swung on and missed. Struck her out. So Micah James retires Tristan, I believe it's Burl. I said Burnett. It's Tristan Burl. So she strikes her out. That's going to bring Madison Heath.
That's one thing about Micah. She works at a quicker pace, too.
Big changeup missed for a ball. When your scorecard, your big scorebook gets water on it and things start running, Burl looks like Burnett.
Even though you're using pencil, it still runs.
That's bad. I'm glad I'm not using pen in my scorebook. Ball in the dirt. Makes the count 2-0.
So Mars Hill's getting them a real good athletic, can play any position, but a softball player.
Talking about Micah James, who just fastball, 2-0 fastball, just blew it by her. But I tell you what, I'm impressed with Pisgah's pitching staff. Tipton, we haven't even seen Caitlin Hannigan. Another fastball, caught the corner for a strike. 2-2, with 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. And Pisgah leads East Henderson 3-2 in this game 2. Change up, bounced in front of the plate. Brings the count to a full. Pisgah won the first game 8-0. Fouled back. So young Tristan Burl is hanging, correction, Madison Heath is hanging in there.
May Irvin's trying to drive the ball off before she sends it back to Micah.
Swing on and miss, struck her out. So that's going to retire the side. No runs, no hits, and no errors. And as we move to the top of the third inning, Pisgah 3, East Henderson 2. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
It's deer season, and time for huge savings on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing, or choose from big cashback offers. Hurry in to your John Deere dealer soon. Offer ends April 30th, 2012, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit your local Green South equipment location, or find us online at greensouth.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Back to the field with the call. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome back to a rain-soaked field here at Pisgah softball.
It's not raining hard. It's just raining enough to wet everything and make it miserable for me and Chuck. We're trying to hunch up under one umbrella, and if you've ever seen Chuck and I, we're not the skinniest ones in the world.
So we're in the top of the third inning, and Pisgah is going to send Sheridan Presley to the plate. Swung on and lined to center field, and the hot hitting Presley continues to stroke the ball as she rips a single to center to start the top of the third inning. That's her fourth hit of the game.
She has come today to play, that's for sure. Her bat is super hot.
And her average is going to skyrocket to, I mean, big, because she's 4-for-5 today.
She was the leading hitter on the JV team at 477. So, you know, she's a hot bat, and that's why I'm saying, by, you know, you don't drop off much in second base once you play second with the absence of Jamie Googe.
That's going to bring up Mahala Irvin. Called strike, first pitch. Raining here at the old ballpark. Top of the third, Pisgah leads 3-2. Leadoff hitter Sheridan Presley on by single. Mahala Irvin up to the plate with a 0-1 count on her. Here's Morgan Noble's next pitch is in the dirt. And there goes Presley down to second base. She's going to get another stolen base.
That's
for the sophomore.
Two stolen bases and... I don't know how...
We might have to start calling her Tina Cobb.
Tina Cobb.
Named after Ty Cobb. She hits with high average and steals base.
T-Cobb.
Here's Rose Pitt. Swung on him. Nice pick by the third baseman. Throw to first, and she's safe. So it's infield single.
Everybody number 10, Micah James.
And that's going to bring up Micah James as Presley motors down to third base on a great stab by the third baseman Hannah Hill for East Henderson. James swung on and popped out of play. James has a single in this game. Don't hold me.
It's either you or me. It went in between.
Dadgummit. I'm going to have to park down on Main Street or something like that.
Yeah, park over to River. Well, then I don't know if it's there either.
Here's the 0-1 pitch and chopped foul. Makes the count 0-2 to Micah James.
I wouldn't be surprised if Pisgah don't put on the double seal sign here. Serena's real good about making your first baseman run to second to see if they're going to throw to second just to get the runner from third in.
James in a hole to Nobles. Game one pitcher's pitching game two for East Henderson. Pitches in the dirt, and there goes Mahala Irvin down the second with a stolen base.
Just on cue.
Must have known the signs or something. Or you know Serena well.
I know Serena well. After following them last year, you kind of learned the girls a lot.
Well, covered up with a raincoat down at third base, coaching the third base side. Next pitch, swung on and ripped to center field, and that is gone! Home run for Micah James, a three-run variety.
She is not going to be outdone by Irvin, no way.
So James jacks a three-run blast at dead center field, and Felicia Bailey out there may need some catching gear. Them balls are coming out there like rockets.
That one just barely cleared the fence. It was hit so hard, it was on a line drive mission. It was not one of those real high ones.
So Pisgah, first three batters score. Now the score is suddenly here in the top of the third. Pisgah 6, East Henderson 2. And that's going to bring up the ever-dangerous Logan Matthews.
Which has already had one home run today, too, so... Me and Chuck have dueling umbrellas going here.
Swung out and that is gone. That will be in the Pigeon River out of the trees. Logan Matthews, a solo shot.
Solo homer, number 21, Logan Matthews.
And it definitely hit the tree, and you know that tree is right on the bank, and it went from that tree into the river. That's two she's put in the river today.
So Logan Matthews follows with a back-to-back blast.
Hey, we could do like they do San Francisco Park is, you know, put the boat in the river.
Yeah.
The Covey Park.
Get the canoes and kayaks out of the river. Don't do. Buddy Leppard would be out there in a kayak out there.
I'd have to have a picture of Buddy Leppard in a kayak now. That I would pay money to see.
That may be the longest. The last time I've seen somebody hit something down the line, the left field line like that, was Elise Warren. And that may be the longest home run I've seen at this ballpark.
I think they're over looking for it, but I didn't think you're going
to
find that.
You need to go to the football stadium. Fouled back by Michaela Tipton. She homered her last time, so long ball playing by the Black Bears.
Well, I said in the earlier season they had the bats. That was not the problem.
It's his third home run of this game. Hit two last game. That's five today. Five home runs hit by the Black Bears. As the next pitch is in the dirt.
And I think the water, the rain is starting to affect the grip on the ball for the pitchers.
There you go.
Oh!
We're having dueling
umbrellas here.
Umbrellas right here.
Chuck just squirted me in the face.
I couldn't help it. I'm trying to keep my scorebook dry and everything. All right. Next pitch by Noble is in the dirt, so that makes the count 2-1 to Tipton. Folks, if you just joined us, we're in the second game. Top of the third, Pisgah leads 7-2. They've just hit their third home run of this game, fifth of the day. And now it's still nobody out, and Pisgah Tipton is high for a ball, makes the count 2-1.
You know what's depressing is Wednesday, they're saying that it's supposed to be 70, beautiful for that game.
And those days here at this ballpark, the ball flies out.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's raining today, and it's flying out like a rocket.
So here's the 3-1 count to Tipton by Morgan Nobles, and that's way outside, so she loses her. And now...
Our batting number 13, Hannah Hudson.
Brings up Hannah Hudson, who singled and scored a run in the second inning. Well, she's got some salsa music going to her walk-up music.
You know, that... The girls talk about the ring. They all have it in their bags over there, and after the game, they put it on.
Ball in the dirt. Nobles not only battling the big bats of Pisgah, but she's fighting the elements and a valiant effort out of the pitcher. She's trying to keep that ball. And any pitcher throwing in this has got to be difficult. Trying to stay dry out there amongst this steady downpour. Ball's in the dirt, making it two balls, no strikes.
I don't know if the mercy rule takes an effect after three innings in a shortened inning game.
Good point.
Would say that it probably would, but...
Line to left field for a sharp base hit. So Hannah Hudson gets her second inning, or second hit of this game. And that's going to take Tip down the second base. He just hit a rocket to left field. And as you heard by the PA announcer, public address announcer, that it's Sydney Parrish is up now, grounded out for her first time up, 0 for 1 in this game. She's due. Here's Noble. She's ready. Pitch is in the dirt. Is the runner stopped? Nice stop by the catcher, Lenny. So Noble's not only trying to keep the ball dry, trying to get her footing squared away out there in these wet conditions. Pisgah, time called by Sydney Parrish. Pisgah leads 7-2 here in the top of the third inning. And they still have nobody out and have runners at first and second. And Parrish at the plate. Pitch is swung on and lined over the head of the shortstop, Hartman. But that Tipton had to hold up to make sure that she didn't catch it. And when it went over the leaping shortstop for the Eagles, so another base hit.
She just barely missed that ball.
Bases.
She jumped. She is a valiant effort by that shortstop.
So now it's Taylor Gallion. Gallion lined a rocket to the, lined out her first time up to the second baseman. So the Eagles trying to get out of this jam and swung on, and that's roped down the left field line. That's going to be extra bases as Tipton scores. Here comes Hannah Hudson. She scores. Here comes Sydney Parrish. She's being waved in, and she scores on a stand-up double by Taylor Gallion. So give the young lady three RBIs, and that's going to make the score 10-2, Pisgah.
That was a great hit by that girl. She has hit well today. She's been hit to somebody, or that was perfectly down the line, under the glove, and just where it needs to be.
Now it's the Gazelle of center field. Bianca Burnett, the leadoff hitter for Pisgah. She's 0 for 2 on the day, so she's due for a hit. The Black Bears lead now 10-2 here in the top of the third inning. And you got to give this young lady out there, Morgan Nobles, credit. She's battling the elements. It's harder to try and keep that ball dry and make pitches at the same time.
Well, you don't have the ability like in baseball where you can just put the ball, you know, mainly you have to put it in your glove. In baseball, it's smaller. They can hold it in their hand. They can put it in her glove. A lot of these are softball bigger. It's hard to keep dry.
So Nobles falls behind 2-0 to Bianca Burnett and 3-0 as Taylor Gallion sprints down to third. Taylor Gallion, a starter on the basketball team.
They're starting, Walt's starting to dry the balls off and throw them out to the pitcher each time. So, trying to help them out.
Morgan Noble has just battled the elements and battled the bats of Pisgah all day long. She's staying in there competing. Next pitch is in the dirt. So now, Burnett walks. We're going to bat around at Sheridan Presley, who started this with a sharp single. Presley 4-for-5 on the day, and timeout by Jay Norton, the manager of East Henderson. He's going to come out and talk to his pitcher, because our table is just wet. No shower for us.
Nope.
We're getting it right now. But the fine folks of Pisgah have given us an umbrella.
Yeah.
And you asked me about that we put up a tent. What did I say?
And you said no, and I said,
"Justin,
we might ought to put the tent up."
Look at it.
Okay.
Mistake number one: you listen to a man, right?
No. Next time we put the tent up.
Yes, ma'am. I follow orders. Biscayne leads 10-2 here in the top of the third. They still have nobody out. They batted around in the order. Presley, who started this in the this inning, is. Back again at the plate. Swung on and looped to left field. And Felicia Bailey, here's the throw to the plate. And that's going to be a sacrifice fly for Presley. So she keeps her 4-for-5 day intact. As that sacrifice fly is not an official at bat. And she drives in Taylor Gallion. And now Biscayne leads 11-2. And that's Felicia Bailey, center fielder for East Henderson, outstanding.
She is. She has really jumped off the ball to caught them, and I mean, excellent grab.
That girl came running in and over and deep into the gap and hauled it in on the run and then threw, you know, tried to make a throw. Big cut by Irvin.
And it's not like baseball players where they have hats on. They kind of shake them from the rain. These girls don't have hats on, and they have to look up in the rain to catch those balls.
I'm wondering if Irvin... had James and Matthews kind of looked at Irvin and said, you know, we got a home run this game. Where you been? Here's Irvin. Swing on line to left field. Another hit for Irvin. Sharp single. And this is not stopping. Only one out here in the top of the third, and Biscayne now leads 11-2 over the Soaked Eagles of East Henderson. And that's going to bring up the other half of the M&M girls. Micah James, do we call, because Matthews is third, do we go M&M, M&M? Do we go M, you know, what is it? It's not square.
No, it's going to be square, so.
Three M's? 3M. The 3M. 3M team. You know,
yeah, the 3M company.
Big cut fouled out of play by James. We're trying to make the best of this, folks. It's wet.
Well, that's okay. That was Walt's vehicle, so.
Doesn't matter.
Coach Leatherwood. It's probably used to being banged up a couple times.
One out here in the top of the third. Biscayne leads 11-2. One strike count on Irvin. Excuse me, on James. High fastball makes the count 1-1.
Well, if Matthew's bat comes alive like it has been the last couple of games, we'll not have to redo this to the 3M.
So we got two runners on, Burnett at second, and we've got Irvin at first. One out, 1-1 count. Here's Noble's delivery in the dirt, and I stop at Lannon for catcher, who's done a fine job behind the plate. And you got to feel sorry for the two men in blue out there. They're soaked.
Yeah.
No coach, no cover. Here's the 1-2, excuse me, the 2-1 pitch. Now it's 3-1, ball in the dirt. Nobles is really having trouble with the grip. Trying to put it in her glove, trying to get it dry as much as possible. But the ball is just coming out of her hand prematurely, and that's why it's not making it to the plate. Pitch is way outside, so she walks the James, and that's now the bases are loaded for Logan Matthews. Well, we'll get our answer if she hits a bomb here or she hits one of these runs in.
It's going to be the 3M game.
And that's all. Jay Norton.
And then if your lineup stays like it is, now look at this. You got
Casey Brown's going to come in and run for Micah James.
If you look at it like this, you got Mahala Irvin, Micah James, Logan Matthews, and Michaela Tipton. 4M.
Oh, no. I'm having trouble with this. I had Micah, Mariah. Who else I have on the team? Y'all were trying to get me to say Mariah Carey when I was announcing and everything. Thank you very much. All right, new pitchers.
Yeah,
we'll try
Mariah
and
Rich, Mariah Lewis.
All right, we're going to get the line. Try to find out who this pitcher is.
We had to put everything on top of the soundboard to keep it dry.
Trying to read the coaches. I got it today, and it's at Gala. Let's see what you see on her name. Trying to read the scorecard through this wet. The Gala?
No, it's
Satan.
Satan?
Satan. So the rain got to our scorecard.
S-T-A-T-O-N, Satan.
Jennifer State. She's warming up and trying to...
And they move the pitcher to third.
Gutty effort by Morgan Noble for East Henderson. It just got wet out there. I mean, there was just nothing. It just started coming down and got really soaked while she was out inside the circle, and that girl could not hold that ball. And that's like, you know, I mean, you're feeding the Christians to the lions and everything.
You got to have the grip, and if you don't have the grip on the ball, you can't control it. Softball is 90% grip and flipping of the wrist, and it depends on the grip. When you let go of that ball is when the rotation, it depends on your rotation, whether it's the rise whatever.
And that's why that ball was bouncing in front of the plate.
Right.
She couldn't, it was coming out prematurely.
It was coming out prematurely, and she couldn't just hold on to it.
Well, now it's Logan Matthews with one out and bases full of Black Bears. It's going to lead 11-2 here in the top of the third, and the first pitch is way high for a ball. Nowhere to put her. Got a pitch to her.
That's one thing you don't hardly see in softball. You don't hardly see intentional walks.
Dayton's pitch. Called strike. Nice changeup. What a nice.
It was. And she wanted to swing on. She had that little.
She wanted to pull the trigger. Last, in this inning, in her first at bat, she hit maybe one of the longest home runs in this ballpark. Ball is way high. That makes the count 2-1. One out. Top of the third. Pisca leads 11-2. Bases are full of Black Bears. Logan Matthews at the plate. New pitcher Jennifer Dayton. Inside the circle. Ball in the dirt, and here comes Bianca Burnett to score. And so that makes the score 12-2, and they're looking at each other, the umpires. And I guess that answers our question. It has to maybe go four.
Maybe it does. I know he looked at him.
So Burnett scores on the wild pitch. And so she walks Matthews. Now the bases are full again.
Everybody for the Black Bears, number 12, Michaela Tipton.
Michaela Tipton.
She had a home run today, too.
Yeah, Tipton. Second inning solo shot to lead off the second. So now we got Black Bears everywhere again. On the bases, full. Tipton up. Takes a ball, low. 12-2, top of the third. All Pisco. And the rain's starting to come down hard now. Called strike. Tipton taken all the way. 1-1, one out. Eagles have been out there for a long time, and they are wet. Pitches way back, and here comes Irvin, and she scores. So it was a wild pitch that went back to the screen, and Irvin came in, so that makes the score 13-2. So more than likely, when Pisca goes to the field, they just have to hold East Henderson. Swung out in line to the shortstop as she throws to the plate. Got her. Another great fielding gem and throw by the shortstop for East Henderson, Caleb Hartman, who gunned down Micah James for the second out in the inning.
That's who she's got in these two games, where she just threw directly home, not even thought about it.
So Tipton gets on by fielder's choice. She's at first base, and I'll tell you what, a sterling play by the shortstop. Nice block by Lanning, who's battling the elements back there. Everybody's talking about the pitcher. The catchers are back there trying. They don't even know where the ball's going.
They're having to scramble around and dive and everything on the ball.
Hannah Hudson at the plate. Next pitch is a ball. So Hudson's got two balls, no strike count on her. And the rain is really coming down.
It is starting to pour now.
Next pitch is just inside. Hudson backs up Hudson. On deck is Mason McCracken. She's going to pitch hit for Sydney Paris. That pitch is way outside.
If it's like a true normal game, they have to wait.
Walks her.
Bottom up her.
So now Mason McCracken's going to check in.
They have to wait to the bottom of the inning complete before they can call the game.
That's right. I'm thinking where the home team.
I know. It was getting backwards again.
Mason McCracken takes a ball in the dirt. Zephyr Staton just battling the elements just like Morgan Nobles did for East Henderson. McCracken's ready. Called strike inside part of the plate, so Mason McCracken has a 1-1 count on there. There are two outs, and bases are again full of Black Bears. McCracken batting with a wide stance, swung on and fouled back into the catcher's mitt and then dropped. So now that makes the count 1-2. Ball two. I'm worried about this grounding stuff, too. Ball three. So now it's a full count and nowhere to put her. So the runners will be going on the pitch. As the bases are full, 3-2 count and two outs here in the top of the third. Mason McCracken at the plate. Here's Staton's pitch. Swung on and missed, struck her out, and that's going to end the inning. So, we'll stay here, Rhonda, as we move to the bottom of the third. Pisgah 13, East Henderson 2.
Pisgah Black Bears girls softball sponsored this spring by Ken Wilson Ford, receiving the Ford President's Award for Excellence, and by B. Allen Construction Company. Commercial, residential, remodeling, grading, B. Allen Construction. I think if they do not tie the game, they're out there talking to the coaches right now.
You mean if they stay more than 10 runs?
Yeah, I think by the end, they're going to play the bottom of this inning, and then once this inning's over with, they're going to call the game. That's what they're discussing with the officials right now, the umpires.
Both managers are out with the home plate umpire discussing this. I'm watching Micah James, so she's now sitting there going, she's going to experience what Miss Noble and Miss Staten had to experience the last inning. She's fighting to try and keep a ball dry. She's bouncing the ball up there.
And even Mahala's having a hard time throwing it to second with an element. What do you say?
Substitute 11 for 4. It's amazing. We got ear, you know, we got the headset with double ear flaps on,
and we're supposed to be able to hear the umpire.
We're supposed to read lips.
I'm sorry, I did not.
6 for 8, 11 for 4.
Gotcha. 6 for 8 and 11 for 4. Those are numbers. But I'm so wet. I was afraid to even move. I got this cord laying in this water.
I don't think we have to worry about the cord. It's the power cord that I'm worried about, and I've got it on top.
You got it dry, right?
I got it dry right here.
Okay. All right, girl. All right, we're going to move to the bottom of the third inning. Pisgah 13, East Henderson 2. They won the first game 8-0. They're looking to go 4-0 to start this season. The number one ranked Pisgah Black Bear swung on and grounded over to deep, and that's through the legs of Sheridan Presley. So Presley commits an error, and that's going to bring up Morgan Noble to lead off this inning.
How about it for the Eagles, number one, Noble?
I don't know if you claim that one on the weather or just...
13-2.
If a ball took a funny bounce, ground being wet or what?
And now the leadoff hitter for East Henderson, Morgan Noble, is going to come to bat. That ball's in the dirt. That bounced halfway to the plate.
That's the grip that the girls can't get on the softball.
She might be here all night. Hate to bring, you know, break that to you. Gets away from Mahala Irvin, and so a pass ball allows the base runner to move down to second base. That'll eat at the catcher, who's going to Gardner Webb. Ball in the dirt. That's two balls, one strike. Mahala wipes off the balls, but it gets wet going back to the pitcher. It's coming down pretty hard now.
It is. So the pitchers don't have much time. Well, Mike is not taking a lot of time.
So she hits her. And now, this is difficult.
Now batting number 8, Bailey.
And they'll the umpire. And so, oh, they throw. I thought Sharina threw the ball and was going to hit the dirt, but I didn't see Brittany Troll at third base.
I started saying that wouldn't do any good to drop the ball and then throw it in the dirt.
If I was an umpire, I'd have a wide strike zone. We're getting out of here. This inning.
Yeah. Real wide.
Felicia Bailey. First pitch is a strike over the plate. Mahala just put it in her head. She's just going to lay it in there. See what happens. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Pitches high for a ball. Makes the count.
There's still a lot of fans here for this weather. I'm surprised. Some's left, but there's still a lot here weathering it out.
Swung on and missed by Bailey, so it makes the count 1-2. Here's her next offering. Swung on and missed and struck her out. So that's the first out of the inning. So one out here. Bases still have Eagles at first and second, and that's going to bring up first baseman Cynthia Bowman.
I think what they decided to do, Micah and Mahala, is get the signs quick. As soon as they set up, they're pitching. That keeps the ball from being in her hands that long.
Wind up. Swung on and lined over the head of Brittany Troll, and that's going to go all the way to the fence. One run's going to score. Looks like the next one's going to score. Throw to the plate is not in time, so a two-run double by Bowman. And, folks, this game's going to continue. So no 10-run mercy rule is going to be enforced here. So one out, runner on second base after hitting a two-run double down into the left field corner, right over the head of Brittany Troll, and that's going to bring up Kaylee Hartman, the shortstop. Next pitch is swung on and missed, so first pitch was a ball, next pitch is a strike, so it's 1-1. Hear the diehard fans, half of them have gone home, probably listening to the game on the radio or online, as the next pitch was a ball on WPTLradio.net. This is WPTL 920 AM. Next pitch is high for a ball, makes the count 3-1. The Eagles have a runner at second.
Chuck and I are braiding the weather so we can bring it to you live.
This will be the first. We'll get a 10 next time. Just missed, so she walked her. So that's going to put runners on first and second with one out and bring up Kayla Lanning, the catcher.
Henderson number 13, Lanning.
stands up against the concession stand.
Yeah, it's got an eave over it, so it's dry there. You want a hot dog, that's too bad. You have to fight your way to it.
Shoot. I want a towel. I want something dry.
A hot one shower.
Swung on and popped up into the infield. Sheridan Presley's calling for it, and she hauls that in shallow center field, so that's a second out of this inning. And that's going to bring up Hannah Hill, the third baseman. Or was it third baseman? We're going to have Staten. They took out Hannah Hill, and this is Jennifer Staten, the new pitcher. It's going to bat. Hill's been removed from the game. So the score here in the bottom of the third is 13-4, Pisgah. We got a 9-run lead, so that means the 10-run mercy rule cannot be enforced. I have to play another inning as a foul back. Mahala Irvin trying to wipe the ball off. Girls are really gutting out the conditions here.
I like these Bears don't play. Care what it's doing as long as they get to play. They like playing softball.
That pitch is swung on and ripped to center field, and that's going to go. That's going to be picked up. I'm trying to see who that looks like, Hannah Hudson, but the run's going to score as Staten comes in and hits an RBI single to center. And now the score is 13-5. Eight-run lead. Came in with a 11-run lead, and that's shrunk now with three runs here in the bottom of the third, and that's going to bring up Tristan Burrell. Called strike on the outside part of the plate.
The strike zone is getting wider.
It's okay. I would have had it from the get-go. Oh, that's fouled off. That was an excuse me swing.
Right on the hands, too.
It was like she didn't know whether to get out of the way and she was sticking the bat out, or she had locked and loaded and swinging at the pitch no matter what. But either case, it's a foul ball, and it's an 0-2 count on Tristan Burrell. Two outs, runners for East Henderson on first and second. They've already scored three runs in this inning, and but Pisgah still leads 13-5. Call strike three, a fastball on the inside part of the plate, and that's going to end the inning.
That's going to end the game.
And so that is the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to call it right here. So Pisgah goes to 4-0. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll avoid the post-game show because we're going to have to get this electricity out of this weather. So this is Chuck Fiebernitz and my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird, saying goodbye. Pisgah sweeps East Henderson to move to 4-0 as they win the second game, 13-5 in the first game, 8-0. Stay dry, folks, and we'll see you next time on Wednesday when Inca comes in to play Pisgah here in Canton. Bye, folks.